Feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Hello and welcome in to Michigan State Capitol for a very special sort of broadcast tonight. Joined by Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Although we are in separate rooms in the press box, I'm in the wide open press box area where I see some closed doors. And Adam, meanwhile, is currently in the home broadcast booth. Good evening, Adam.
Well, hello there, Jesse. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. We are going to hold tonight's annual recreation broadcast this evening as the Great Lakes Loons at 26-17, 66-43 for the year take on the Lansing Lugnuts, 19-24, and 44-65 for the year. Adam, first, about the whole idea of the game recreation broadcast, we have done it once every year since 2009 with the exception of 2020 when there was no minor league season, and last year when Adam and I recreated the Lugnuts' first 12 road games of the year. Are you ready to get back into this?
I'm excited for it, Jesse. This is always a unique experience for both of us, but it's an ode to what baseball broadcasts used to be like and should be really exciting tonight.
So Adam is going to message me. And let's say he messaged me a strike. I've got my black baseball glove, Randy Johnson's gold signature on the inside, and here it is. And you will hear that, the ball slamming into the glove. On the other hand, let's say the ball is put into play or it's fouled off. Well, so there you have it. We will also have some canned crowd sound in the background behind us as we recreate what is actually going to be happening in the same stadium that we are working. That is the Lugnuts and the Loons. And Adam, it's game two in this six-game series.
Yeah, it is, Jesse. And it was a really good game last night for the Lugnuts and the Loons. Pitching battle between both squads. Excellent starting pitching performances. The Nuts took the lead, were up, and Great Lakes, give them credit. They got a couple of late runs and ended up sneaking out of here with a game one, 2-1 victory last night.
Now, we do see some great pitching. We saw some great pitching yesterday. We're going to see some more great pitching today. It's Christian Fernandez who gets the ball against the Loons' Robbie Pito. Adam, let's begin with Fernandez. His start in the Oakland Athletics organization did not go so well, including one appearance against these Loons. But his last couple, especially his last time that we saw him on the mound, he was terrific.
Yeah, his first couple of starts, he gave up 11 combined runs, only had 3 strikeouts, 2 home runs allowed. But his last two, West Michigan at Dayton, excellent. 8 1/3 innings pitched, allowed just 6 hits, only 1 run with 7 strikeouts. So that's more of what the A's were expecting to get when they made that trade with Tampa Bay. Fastball, changeup, curve, and a slider for the 23-year-old tonight. Hopefully he can string together his third good start.
How about Robbie Pito on the other side for the Loons?
Yeah, for the Loons, again, they've been a team that has struggled this year to score against Lansing, but they had really good pitching last night. They're hoping for that again tonight. Robbie Pito out of New Brunswick, New Jersey. He's the 4-pitch guy, fastball, changeup, slider, and a curve. The Lugnuts are hoping that they can find some success against the 24-year-old tonight.
You'll hear from a different pitcher because I had the chance to sit down with the Lugnuts' Kyle Verbitsky starting later on this series. And I asked Kyle about his scouting report on the Great Lakes Loons and a lot more. We'll step aside. This is Lansing Lugnuts pregame.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
This is Jesse Goldberg-Strasler, joined by Lugnuts pitcher Kyle Verbitsky. Kyle, thank you very much for taking the time.
No problem at all, Jesse. Happy to be here.
Last year we saw you for your pro debut. What were your takeaways from last season?
You know, I was really excited that I just got to come out and get my feet wet in pro ball a little bit, and I think this was a great place to do it. And kind of looking into what ended up happening with me this year, it was really nice to kind of know and learn what I learned last year, having to kind of get back here this year. And I think going through all of that, you know, it was a really good taste of what pro ball was like. It kept me motivated this year, and honestly, I'm really happy to be back.
I want to get into this year in just a second. When you say what you learned, what specific things did you learn?
Yeah, I think that, you know, hitters in high A right now, they're a little bit more patient than they were in low A. They're a little bit more, I'd just say disciplined, like starting to kind of put the pieces together. And I think having noticed that last year going into low A, this year it was a little bit different. I dealt with a little bit more immature hitters and guys that would swing a little bit more frequently, which made me have to execute more pitches. I talk about getting, you know, ambushed a little bit sometimes, but getting to the other side of some of those things, I think, is what led me to kind of start to put together a pretty good year and obviously find myself here now at this point. So
how'd you spend the off season?
So believe it or not, I actually picked up, I coach kids, I give lessons, I do some baseball stuff and obviously my own training, but I refereed high school basketball too. So I had a lot of fun. I kind of did a lot of different things, but I'd say, yeah, the refereeing was definitely the most unique.
How many technicals did you hand out?
Two. And believe it or not, my first ever technical foul was to a freshman girl, and I couldn't believe it. You know, you wouldn't find yourself in this situation, but there was a tie-up for the ball, and she wound up kind of getting really chippy, and yeah, like, had to do it on the spot there, but it was cool, and, you know, I had a lot of fun. It brings you closer to your community, and as I've kind of moved away to play baseball, I just spent a lot of time in California. That's about as far from Philadelphia as you can get. It makes you feel like you're doing cool things for your community and getting back home, and yeah, kind of staying involved in where I'm from, so it's neat.
One more basketball officiating question. It seems to me the best call is charge or block.
Oh, yeah.
How much fun are those to call?
No, they're a good time. And it's fun because, you know, sometimes I would compare it to what I do on the mound. You know, you get that big strikeout or something like that. You see a kid set that, kind of stop his feet and absorb the contact. It's definitely fun to kind of go the other way and yeah, throw the charge call. I love it.
Baseball-wise, was there anything that you specifically worked on with yourself in the offseason?
Yeah, so I knew coming in that, you know, from what I saw and learned last year, that like two of the things that I really wanted to do this year was to stay healthy and to be consistent. And this whole offseason, I really worked on my body and kind of just preparing to hopefully get through a full season of minor league baseball, which in and of itself is a little bit of a challenge. You know, this is the most I've ever pitched in a consistent stint, you know, in my career. And to say that I've been pretty healthy thus far, like no real huge issues, knock on wood. And I think those things is really what I tried to focus on this offseason. Obviously trying to do some things with my pitches. You know, I think that slider's gotten a little bit better from last year and really just over the course of the season, shoring up my arsenal. But, you know, I think the secret to really what I'm doing and the ability to pitch all these innings and whatnot has been the work I put into my body and recovering and really trying to find a good, consistent routine that can get me through the season. And that's, yeah, what I worked on this offseason.
Yeah, we're in August. How tired do you feel?
I feel good. You know, it's funny. Like, I think I got out to Lansing with about the same window of time that I was with the team last year for. And that in and of itself was a little bit motivating. You know, like, you're starting to get into, you know, that was later, close to August in Stockton. And, yeah, you feel like you're doing the same thing. And then, you know, you get promoted and, you know, it's like a new, fresh start. So that in and of itself was exciting. But body-wise, I felt good the whole way. I really think this season's been a great, just a learning opportunity. I feel like a sponge. I'm trying to take in just about everything I can and continue to build and learn. And I think heading into this offseason, and obviously I really, my priorities on finishing strong here. Like, I have four more starts to make this week. I got Great Lakes again. So I'm just really excited to hopefully finish this thing strong and go into this offseason with the knowledge that I've kind of gained and built from there.
What's the scouting report on Great Lakes?
Man, it's funny. They actually remind me a little bit more of kind of a Stockton lineup. Like, they're very aggressive. And I don't mean that in like a sense that they're immature, but more in a sense that they're going to swing. They're going to kind of get you looking to hit early in counts, a lot of big swings. So I'm really just trying to mix my pitches and hopefully keep them off balance, keep them uncomfortable, and yeah, do my thing.
Kyle, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, no problem, Jesse. Thank you. It's great talking to you.
Lansing Lugnuts pitcher Kyle Verbitsky. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strasler, and this is Lugnuts Baseball.
All right, crew, let's get her done. Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus. It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Starting lineup time. As the Lansing Lugnuts and the Great Lakes Loons are getting all set, game number 2 in this 6-game series. And let's start off with the visitors from Midland, Michigan. Austin Shubb's squad, Shubb the manager in his second year with the Loons. His pitching coach is David Anderson. Assistant pitching coach Richard De Los Santos. The heading coach Dylan Neshatka. And Elian Herrera is the bench coach. The athletic trainer Griffin Boyt. And the performance coach is Ethan Quarles. The Great Lakes Loons will lead off with their second baseman, Yorbit Vivas. Batting second, the DH, Diego Cartaya. Heading third, the shortstop, Edis Leonard. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Emanuel Vargas. Hitting fifth in center field, it's Jose Ramos. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Damon Keith. Hitting seventh, the catcher, Kikai Rios. And then hitting eighth, the third baseman, Luis Diaz, with left fielder, Harold Restituyo, rounding off the order for the Great Lakes Loons. Once again, Vivas, Cartaya, Leonard, Vargas, Ramos, Keith, Rios, Diaz, and Restituyo in support of the Loons' starting pitcher today, Robbie Pito. Adam Jaxa, do you have a spotlight loon for me?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Jose Ramos, Jesse. 17 home runs, most in this lineup. Let's go with him.
All right. On the other side for the Lugnuts, leading off in center field, how about Denzel Clark? Batting second, the third baseman, Joshuan Wright. Hitting third, the shortstop, Max Muncy. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Shane McGuire. Hitting fifth, the catcher, Jared McDonald. Batting sixth in left field, it's Lázaro Armenteros. Heading 7th, the DH, Saheed Valenzuela. Right fielder Brian Buelbas bats 8th and batting 9th. Rounding off the order, the second baseman, Cooper Bowman. We are just about set for the anthem. Adam, can you fit in a spotlight nut?
Denzel Clark leading off tonight.
All right, we've got the anthem here. Let's step aside. First pitch up next. This is Lugnuts Baseball.
Well, here's the Nuts and Bolts store, your one-stop shop for all Lugnuts gear. We have a great selection of hats, shirts, novelty items, outerwear, new stuff arriving every week. So stop on by and check out the great Nuts and Bolts selection.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sun.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
It is Wednesday, August the 17th, 2022. It is just about time for First Pitch. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jaxa. It is a special game recreation broadcast. That is, we are recreating the live game occurring right now, the Lugnuts and the Great Lakes Loons, in the style of the broadcasters and how they would do it in the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, and onward. We have sound effects here. I've got a glove and a baseball, just like that. I've got a wooden spoon and a bat. And we also have canned crowd sound. Adam, cue the crowd. And now it feels like we are at Jackson Field. Currently, the temperature is 74 degrees. It feels like it was 74. There was a dark cloud, not a very large one, but it passed through earlier today, and it poured down rain upon the proceedings, but we didn't need to pull tarp. We're ready to go. The Lugnuts defensively line up. In left field, Lázaro Armenteros. In center field, Denzel Clark. And in right field, Brian Buelabas. Around the infield, it's Shane McGuire at first. At second, Cooper Bowman. At short, Max Muncy. And at third base, Josh Wainwright. The catcher, Jared McDonald. And Adam, let me turn to you for more on the right-hander, Christian Fernandez.
Yeah, we've talked about him, Jesse. Christian Fernandez, really good in his last two outings, 8 1/3 innings pitched, just 6 hits and only 1 run with 7 strikeouts. The 215-pound 23-year-old with a fastball, changeup, curve, and a slider.
Our home plate umpire is Jared Molman. Our bases umpire, Clyburn Rondon. The Lugnuts, the High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. And the Lugnuts are wearing their home white uniforms today. Red Lugnuts across the front of the chest. On the back of the uniform, the numbers are in red, outlined in black, the nameplates above in black. And the Great Lakes Loons on the other side are wearing their road grays. Well, I mentioned the Loons coaching staff. Veronica Alvarez, the Lugnuts acting manager, while Phil Pohl is away on his week-long vacation. Veronica manages her second game out of six. The pitching coach for the Lugnuts, Don Schultze. Hitting coach, Javi Godard. Assistant hitting coach, Craig Conklin. The athletic trainer, Jake Ruthier. And the sport performance coach is Kevin Guile. Let's get things going. Yorman Vivas, a left-handed batter, steps in. And the righty, Christian Fernandez, out of Cabimas, Venezuela, winds up and lets it fly. And the first offering, called a strike in the outside corner. 93 miles an hour from Fernandez. Fernandez can work 94, 95. Works with that fastball along with a changeup, a curveball, and a slider. And as we've seen so far with the Lugnuts, a legit four-pitch guy. And a one. That's called a strike on the outside corner, and it's very quickly nothing and two on Vivas. But Vivas is hitting 267, 9 homers, 58 RBIs. An 0-2, up too high, ball one. Vivas struck out a couple of times in the series opener. So now 51 strikeouts, but still more walks, 52 walks. The one ball, two strike pitch. Curveball, just a little outside. At 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tried to backdoor that one right across the corner, just wide. You can make the easy case that Yorbit Vivas not only has the best eye on the Loons, one of the best batting eyes in all the Midwest League. First batter of the ball game, Vivas out of Puerto Cabello, Venezuela. So the pitcher from Venezuela, the hitter from Venezuela. The bases umpire Rondon, by the way, also from Venezuela. A 2-2. High fastball. 3 balls, 2 strikes. From 0-2 to 3-2 with Diego Cartaya waiting on deck. What a beautiful night here in Lansing, Michigan. Michigan Avenue, just a couple of blocks away from the state capitol. Fernandez, a deep breath. And the 3-2. Chopper, foul, pulled down the right side. McGuire came over, ranging toward the line, but no worries there. 3 balls and 2 strikes, it remains. Yorbit Vivas takes a practice cut. Steps in, brings his bat several times through the zone. Now rocks it above his left shoulder. With the left-handed batter up there, the shortstop Muncy is playing up the middle. As Fernandez says yes to a sign. Here comes the pitch. Pulled on the right side. Bowman to his left grabs. Picks it up, throws to first. And Vivas is at number one. Ground out to second base. A protracted at-bat, 7 pitches. But in the end, 1 up and 1 gone against Fernandez.
Yeah, and weak contact there, Jesse. Good start for Fernandez up there in his opening AB.
Diego Cartaya now, the big right-handed batter. 6 feet, 3 inches tall from Maracay, Venezuela. He takes a ball high. Good crowd here on a dog days of summer. One of the last two dog days of summer for the year. Fernandez kicks and offers. Strike called on the inside corner. Ball and a strike on Cartaya. 11 homers matching his 11 doubles through 46 games as a member of the Loons. Slugging 535. One out, nobody on, no score. Fernandez winds and throws. High fly ball pulled foul up the left field line onto the roof of the Pepsi porch. One ball and two strikes. The shadow starting to stretch out from the left field corner. It's engulfed the left fielder Armenteros. Everybody else, though, still in the sun. Pitcher's pitch at 1-2. Fernandez lets it fly. In the air out to center. Denzel Clark stepping in to his left, waits, and he makes the catch. There's two down. Ground out to second, fly out to center, opening up the ball game for Christian Fernandez. It brings up Eddie Slandard. No score. Lugnuts and Loons at a 24-game season series. This is meeting number 20. So far, the Loons 11-8 against the Lugnuts this year. Righty deals to righty. Low and away, ball one. Landard earlier in the year, it felt like he would swing at every single first pitch. 103 strikeouts, but a league leading 111 base hits for Landard. Heading 264 overall, this is his 108th game. The 1-0, swung at and missed. There's strike one. The fastball poured right by him. Can Christian Fernandez pitch a 1-2-3 top of the first inning? A big Christian Fernandez opened up this year as a middle reliever with the Charleston River Dogs, but he lit things up in the Rays system, packaged with Cal Stevenson in exchange for Christian Bethencourt to the A's. Stevenson now in the majors. 1-1. Curveball waved at and missed. 1-2. Eddie Slandard takes the Cartaya time. Clears his head. Now he steps back in. Fernandez up in the count. 1-2 is on its way. High fly ball out to center. Clark goes back, but he's got plenty of room. In front of the warning track, he makes the catch. And the side retired. 1-2-3, they go down against Christian Fernandez. The Loons nothing. The Lugnuts now coming up against Robbie Pito when we return.
Trip to wine country. Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
To the bottom of the first inning now, Christian Fernandez, three up and three down through the Loons in the top half. Denzel Clark, Josh Wainwright, and Max Muncy coming up against the Loons right-hander, Robbie Pito. Adam, what do you have on the Loons starting pitcher?
Yeah, Robbie Pito, we talked about it. He is a four-pitch guy, fastball, changeup, slider, and a curveball. 24 years old, 6'4", 225 pounds, good size out of New Brunswick, New Jersey.
Hey, let's fly to Denzel Clark. On the first offering, lined foul, hooked viciously down the left field line. Strike one. Denzel yesterday, an infield single and four at-bats, plus a couple more stolen bases. So Clark now, nine steals as a member of the Lugnuts, only once caught, and it happened in Dayton. No balls, one strike. No score in the bottom of the first inning. 6-5, Clark waits. Robbie Pito, 6'4", 225 pounds, lets it fly. High fastball up and inside. One ball, one strike. Seven homers, eight doubles for Denzel Clark, the fourth rounder last year out of Cal State Northridge. The 1-1, breaking ball, away, two balls, one strike. Adam, what do you think about the decision to bat Denzel leadoff?
I like it. I mean, he stole a couple of bags yesterday. We've talked about Max Muncy maybe getting a little bit of a reprieve up at the top as he's still so young, and Denzel Clark seems like a good fit.
Josh Wainwright waits on deck. Denzel Clark was Adam's spotlight lug nut coming in. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander Pito. Little dribbler foul off the right side and off toward the on-deck hitter right. There's strike two. Coaching at third for the Lugnuts, the acting manager, Veronica Alvarez. And the first base coach's box, the assistant hitting coach, Craig Conklin. Pito lets it fly. Swung at and missed. He struck him out. Pito gets Clark with a fastball. One batter, one strikeout for Robbie Pito. And one away in the bottom of the first inning. Now Josh Wainwright, who supplied the Lugnuts' only run of yesterday's game. An RBI single in the bottom of the third inning. Righty, righty. Pito throws. Wright takes a strike called on the outer edge. Fastball to start him. There was a period of time there where Josh Wainwright was out of the lineup. He was dealing with, coronavirus. He was on the COVID injured list. And once he came back, he immediately made his presence felt. An 0-1, swinging a bouncing ball up the middle of the infield. Second baseman Vivas to his right, backhand throws, not in time to first base. Wright is on. Josh Wainwright once again, an infield single, and a one-out base runner for the Lugnuts in the first inning. Adam, he just continues to produce.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why he's moved up to the top of the order is because he just finds ways to get on base.
Max Muncy next, heading 216 with the Nuts, seven doubles, one triple, and three homers for Max, the 25th overall pick in the 2021 draft. No score, we're in the bottom of the first inning. Wright, the runner at first base, 3-for-3 in steals, he'll go. Especially the Lugnuts, Adam. Everybody is running in this month of August, just like they were all running in July. Here's Pito's pitch to Muncy. A bouncing ball foul up the left side. Beyond Alvarez and toward the Loons' pen. I mean, remember in April, nobody was running then. Muncy waving the bat behind his right ear. Tons of power for the 19-year-old. His 20th birthday is coming up very soon. Max is going to turn 20 in 8 days on August the 25th, but he is the youngest player on this Lugnut squad. Pito winds and throws. Muncy pops it up in the infield. Lennard is over, out behind second base. Vivas calls him off, and Vivas puts it away. Wright stays put at first base. A pop out to second, and there's two down. No wind to make any kind of challenge for the infielders on balls in the air today. You always have to watch the wind here at Jackson Field. Sometimes it blows out, sometimes it blows in, or today the wind can be very kind. The next batter is Shane McGuire, scoreless in the bottom of the first inning. Left-handed batter. The righty Pito checks on right over his shoulder. Let's fly. Hammered down the right field line, but hooking foul. Of all that we have seen with McGuire so far, we have not yet seen a home run. Four doubles and a triple. 304 feet down the line where the wall rises up 23 feet tall. Strike one to McGuire.
And we know he's had some good swings this year. Jesse, certainly expect many more before this season's done.
Yes, indeed. Wright leading away from first base. Vargas holds him on. Here's the pitch to McGuire. Runner takes off. Pitch called a strike. Throw down, Leonard the tag. He's out at second base. Josh Wainwright caught trying to steal for the first time this year. And the Lugnuts are retired in the bottom of the first inning. No runs, one hit, nobody left on. Scoreless, we go to the second inning from Jackson Field.
Hi, I'm Marcus Martinez for Lansing Lugnuts, Group Sales Account Executive. If you're looking to bring a group out this summer to have a blast at the ballpark, give me a call at 517-827-2584. I hope to hear from you, and go Nuts.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
And let's go to the top of the second inning.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland.
Thanks, Ken. To the top of the second inning from Lansing, Michigan. Emmanuel Vargas, Jose Ramos, and Damon Keith coming up to home plate for the Great Lakes Loons. No score. Lugnuts and Loons game 2 out of 6. I'm Jessica Briggs-Strassler, joined by Adam Jackson. Right at Christian Fernandez, let's fly to Emmanuel Vargas. On the first pitch, called a strike on the outside corner. Left-handed slugging first baseman, hitting in the cleanup spot for the Loons. The bearded right-hander Fernandez winds up, lets it fly. That's away. On the count, 1-1. Well, when you're taking on Vargas, you understand there's always the potential of a home run. There's always the potential of an extra base hit, 35 extra base hits, but 76 walks and 117 strikeouts. Generally, the count goes deep against him. 1-1 is the count. Vargas, a hulking menace from the left side. 6'3", 215 pounds, bat waving. Here's the 1-1. High pop foul out of play to the left side. Settling back 4 rows deep over the Loons dugout. Well, the count is 1-2. Vargas out of Bonao, Dominican Republic. Signed as an international free agent 5 years ago. Fernandez lets it fly. Popped him up in the infield. Shortstop Muncy toward the mound. Calls for it. He's got it. And there's one gone. That'll bring up Jose Ramos. Right now, Adam, I would say good start for Christian Fernandez.
Yeah, again, he got weak contact in that first inning, and we see it again to open up the second to Vargas.
Jose Ramos next. 17 home runs to lead the Loons' active roster. This is his 75th game played. Right-hander against right-hander. Scoreless game in the top of the second inning from beautiful Lansing, Michigan. First pitch on its way. Cut on and missed. Strike one. Oh, baby. Ramos let it all hang out. And here in Lansing, we've seen some long home runs this year. Joshua Mears comes to mind. Tyler Soderstrom as well. Ramos was trying to add his name to the list. At 0-1. Swung at and missed. Strike two. Damon Keith waits on deck. Ramos was Adam's spotlight loon coming into play today. At 0-2. Swung at and missed. He got him. First strikeout for Christian Fernandez. And he went curveball to set down Ramos. 5 up and 5 down.
I love that. He's been getting the weak contact that time. He gets the swing and a miss. And excellent start for the right-hander.
Damon Keith now looking for a second consecutive perfect inning. It's not the same amount of strikeouts, Adam, as we saw from Jorge Juan yesterday, but it's virtually the same result. It's a Lugnuts pitcher calming this dangerous Loons lineup. Right-hander against right-hander, no score, 2 outs, nobody on. Here's the pitch to Key. Strike called on the outside corner. Put it in there knee high. Keith, the starting right fielder. He's hitting 122 through 11 games as a member of the Loons with a double and a home run. Double came yesterday in the eighth inning. Led to him scoring the tie-breaking run. It takes high. I look at one ball, one strike. Keith acquired by the Dodgers in the 18th round last year out of Cal Baptist. The 1-1 pitch. That's yanked low and away. Not close from Fernandez. Two balls and a strike. The number six batter in the order. Keith, as well as Austin Gauthier, are two of the newer Loons, Adam. We have not seen them very much compared to, let's say, Eddie Lennard. He was playing in his 108th out of 110 Loons games this year. If you see a Loons game, you're going to see Lennard. Two balls and a strike, the count on Keith. Fernandez deals. Fouled off the right side. Ran to the netting, then bouncing down where the bad boy Ethan collects it. 2-2. In center field, Denzel Clark is shading a little bit to right center. That's that triple's alley. Second baseman Bowman is up the middle. A 2-2 pitch. A chopper foul right to his manager, Chubb. Coaching at third, bare hands, and tosses it to a Loon over the dugout. So far, we have seen one ground out, two fly outs, one pop out, and one strikeout against Christian Fernandez. Fernandez fires the 2-2. Here it comes. Change up, just missed. Over but low. Tough take by Keith. Christian Fernandez takes off his cap, wipes away some sweat. Cap back on as he toes the rubber. Big man, broad shoulders. When he was first signed, he was listed at 6'2", and, well, not all that big. Now he's 6'3", 216 pounds. And he lets fly the 3-2. Swung at and missed. He struck him out. Keith goes down, side retired. A perfect frame for the second consecutive inning. And back-to-back strikeouts by Fernandez tied up with a bow. The 1.5 scoreless Loons and Lugnuts.
Hats, shirts, novelty items, underwear, new stuff arriving every week. So stop on by and check out the great nuts and bolts selection.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Gold.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
The Loons right-hander out of New Brunswick, New Jersey. Robbie Pito toes the rubber. First offering on its way already to Shane McGuire. And it's taken for a ball up high. McGuire, McDonald, and Armenteros. Maybe Mick Armenteros coming up for the Lugnuts. No Patrick McCall for a second consecutive day after he had such a productive week last week in Dayton. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jaxa. Our annual game recreation broadcast. Adam is messaging me, and I'll recreate it. I've got my glove on. I've got the baseball in my hand. A Lemonade League yellow baseball from 2020. One ball, no strikes to McGuire. Robbie Pito winds and throws. Bounced it in. Two balls and no strikes. Count on McGuire was nothing and two in the bottom of the first inning when Josh Wainwright was caught stealing to end the frame. We're scoreless. Pito pitching around that single in the first inning, wiped out by a strong throw by his catcher, Keikai Rios. And on the other side for the Lugnuts, two perfect innings for Christian Fernandez. 2-0 for McGuire. That misses outside. On the count very quickly, three balls and no strikes on McGuire. 10 walks compared to 4 strikeouts through his first 13 games with the Lugnuts. The former San Diego Torero out of Kent, Washington. Left-handed batter. Here comes the 3-0. And that's way outside from Pito. McGuire is on.
Yeah, we only saw 3 balls from Pito in that first inning, so just unable to find the zone there to open up the second.
Now Pito against Jared McDonald. Robbie Pito out of Stetson. Adam, name that school nickname.
You got me again.
Oh, I believe he's a Stetson Hatter. Oh. I think that they are the Stetson Hatters. It's one of the great nicknames in sports. The pitch to McDonald. That two misses. That's wide. That's ball 5. You can check me on that. Jared McDonald had a ninth inning single yesterday. He finished 1-for-4. The Lugnuts had 6 base hits. McDonald was sacrificed up to second base, but Ryan Wilbos grounded out to third to end the game. A 2-1 Loons win. It was a thriller in the opener. The Loons' 6th consecutive win. Lugnuts' 5-game winning streak over. A pitch from Pito. Low, ball 2. That's 6 straight pitches that have missed to open up this home second.
You are right, Jesse. The Hatters in green.
How about that? So Robbie Pito goes from Hatter to Loon in the Dodgers organization. In that short 5-round pandemic draft where so few players were allowed to be taken, so Pito signed as an undrafted free agent. Here he is in the Dodgers system with his great stuff. Struck out Denzel Clark back in the first inning. So now 44 Ks this year. 2-0 pitch. Low for ball 3. I mean, Adam, he's not missing by much, but he's missing. That's 7 straight balls.
Yeah, just kind of nibbling around the zone, but not bringing it into the zone, and the Lugnuts doing a nice job staying off of it.
McGuire is shortly at first base. He's not a threat to run. 3-ball pitch. McDonald, I would say, likely taking, right? Step back. Here it comes. Ball 4. McDonald takes it outside for a second consecutive walk given out by Pito. And McGuire up to second. McDonald on to first on the consecutive bases on balls.
Yeah, we didn't see much of this at all last night. We only had 3 total walks combined between the two teams in the series opener.
Lugnuts yesterday were 1-for-12 with runners in scoring position. Here's at bat number 1 with a runner in scoring position today, and it belongs to Lázaro Armenteros. However, 8 consecutive balls you'd figure he'd be taking, right? Righty deals to righty. The breaking ball, outside ball 1. No, sir.
Yeah, I think I'm going to make him throw a strike, Jesse, before I bring that bat around.
Robbie Pito's stuff. Fastball, changeup, slider, curveball. 4 pitch guy. 1 ball offering to Armenteros. Fastball very high. Lázaro steps back and away. Tough game yesterday for Armenteros. 1-for-4, but 3 strikeouts. He, Cooper Bowman, and Jared McDonald all struck out 3 times. 14 strikeouts for the Loons yesterday. 2 balls, no strikes. That's 10 straight pitches that have missed. Here comes pitch number 11. And that's inside. That's ball 3. Armenteros kicked up the right back heel. Well, another wide one, and he'll have walked the bases loaded without throwing a strike yet in this frame. No score, last of the second. McGuire, the runner at second. McDonald, the runner at first base. Here's the pitch to Armenteros. And there's a called strike on the outside corner at the knees. Not grooved either. But Jared Molman indicates it, barking out to his right. 3-1 on Armenteros. And we'll see if that relaxes Robbie Pito. That breaks the ice here. Armenteros, such great power. Out of La Habana, Cuba. Bat waving. Stance open. A 3-1. High fly ball to center field, but room for Ramos. Backing up to his right. Underneath to make the catch. And the runners hold as the throw comes in. McGuire back to second. McDonald back to first base. There's one man down in the bottom of the second inning.
Well, that's pretty fortunate right there for Pito. Gets behind 3-0. Looks like he might walk. The base is loaded. And then comes back to get the lazy fly to Armenteros.
Sahid Valenzuela, next man up. Adam, you didn't see Valenzuela when he came back and joined the Lugnuts in Dayton. Looked really good. Returning from a stint in AA. Switch hitter, bats left. First offering. Strike called right down the middle. Fastball to challenge him. Valenzuela naturally taking. Hitting 177 through 27 games with the Lugnuts. Had a big RBI double his last game on Sunday. Hit in the 10th inning. Valenzuela from Somerton, Arizona. There comes the 0-1. Fouled off the left side, rolling toward the Loons dugout. No balls, two strikes. And Robbie Pito is back in a groove. He walked McGuire, he's at second. He walked McDonald, he's at first. Armenteros flew out on a 3-1. And now the 0-2 pitch to Sahid Valenzuela. High heat taken for ball one. The all-show fastball. Number 7 hitter in the Lugnuts order. When Valenzuela first joined the Lugnuts earlier this year, he wore number 4. And then he was promoted up to AA, and somebody else grabbed his number 4. You know who that guy was, Adam?
We got
Max Muncy.
Yes.
So he comes back, he joins the Lugnuts. He's not going to take away number 4 from Max, so he gets number 2. Fortunately, Jack Winkler had been wearing that number. 1-2. Outside for ball 2. Okay, 2 balls, 2 strikes. On number 2, say hit Valenzuela because Jack Winkler hit on the wrist, broke the wrist, and now back to Arizona. And say hit Valenzuela found that number 2 open. Valenzuela 5 feet 8 inches tall, 185 pounds. 2-1-1 out, no score. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Just inside. Tough take. Pito misses. Ball 3.
It's a great at-bat right here by Valenzuela. Gets behind and now works himself right back into the count.
Three balls and two strikes in Sahid Valenzuela. Cal State Fullerton Titan. No score in the last of the second inning, but that could change any moment. Pito has his sign from the catcher Rios. Lets it fly. Line drive pulled foul up the right field line. Just foul. And the home plate umpire Molman all over it. 3 balls and 2 strikes. It stays. Oh, Adam. What, about a foot and a half away from the chalk?
Yeah, it was. And that was a real good swing by Valenzuela, but just foul.
New baseball in Robbie Pito's hands. Rubs it up. Toes the rubber. The runners, McGuire at second, McDonald at first, not a threat to execute a double steal. Here's the 3-2. Breaking ball just outside. He walked him. And the bases are loaded with Lugnuts. McGuire to third, McDonald to second, Valenzuela onward to first base on a third base on balls issued by Pito in this home second.
What a start here for the Nuts. Got to capitalize now as Pito just has struggled with that command.
Pitching coach David Anderson goes out to the mound for the Great Lakes Loons. That gives me the chance to tell you about tomorrow being Lansing Facts Night. I know that Lugnuts assistant general manager Zach Clark, in charge of sales, has been working big time with the Lansing Facts crew to get things ready. Lansing Facts Night on a Labatt Blue Thirsty Thursday. What are we going to do? A tribute to Frandor? It's going to be some fun. It's going to be some fun. I don't know if they'll find Ratchet. I don't think anybody's going to be able to find Ratchet, but go to LansingLugnuts.com and get your tickets. David Anderson back to the dugout, and it's going to be Robbie Pito against Brian Buelbas. Bases loaded with Lugnuts, bottom of the second inning, and only one out. Buelbas yesterday scored the only Lugnuts run, 1-for-4 with a single and a steal, and it came in the bottom of the third inning. Lugnuts led 1-0, went on to fall 2-1. Can they score first here today? Last of the second. Right-hander against right-hander. Robbie Pito works. Low ball one. Adam, it's just not there right now.
No, he's really struggling.
Pito has had problems with walks coming in. Now 36 walks this year in 47 and one-third innings compared to 44 strikeouts. Now the league hitting only 193 against him entering play. It induced three double plays. He's only allowed four homers. But now the question is, are these pitches strikes? And I think if you're the Loons, they're getting closer and closer, and they're looking for the call from Jared Molman, and they're not getting the call. Anderson, did you see him when he went out to the mound? Did he have a word there for Molman?
Yeah, he did, Jesse. Right. He's not happy and wants some of these pitches to be called strikes.
Well, one ball offering to Brian Buelbas. That's just off the outside corner, and now the Loons are hot. Two balls, no strikes to Buelbas, and Jared Molman just ejected one of the Loons. They pointed into that dugout, and is that David Anderson who's gone? The pitching coach for the Loons is ejected, night over in the bottom of the second inning. Two balls, no strikes on Buelbas with the bases loaded with Lugnuts. They have been, I guess, not impressed with Jared Molman's strike zone is an easy way of putting it.
Yeah, I think it's just frustration. Obviously, Pito not finding the zone, but they want to get some calls there, and you're right, Anderson exits, and we'll see if maybe that gives Pito a little bit of life.
Emotions high right now, bottom of the second. Still the Lugnuts looking for the game's first run. Two balls, no strikes on Buelbas. Here's the pitch from Pito. Lowe gets away from Rios, kicks off to the right. McGuire for the plate, he scores. McDonald to third base, Valenzuela up to second on the Pito wild pitch. 1-0 Lugnuts.
Well, the Nuts haven't had to do much of anything in this half inning. They're taking pitches that aren't in the zone, and then a mistake again out of the zone, and it costs the Loons the first run of the game.
This is all about Robbie Pito not locating, to put it mildly. And right there, for Pito, it's his, Adam, it's his sixth wild pitch of the year, and that puts him third highest on this Loons squad. And now if you're Brian Buelbas, the batter, you don't have to do too much. McDonald at third, Valenzuela at second, only one out. Put the ball into play, especially if you keep it away from the corner infielders. Get it out deep enough to the outfield, you'll add to that lead. Four's taken off the bases. Pito, a very deep breath out there on the hill. The native of New Jersey lets it fly. A ground ball down to first base. Vargas to his right. He backhands. He calls for it himself and takes it. All the while, McDonald scores from third. And the Lugnuts lead 2-0. Over to third base, Saheed Valenzuela. Buelbas the RBI ground out. And for Brian, that is his 19th RBI of the year. Two outs. Valenzuela now 90 feet away from scoring. And it's going to bring up the number 9 batter, Cooper Bowman. No base hits in this bottom of the second inning for the Nuts. That's the fun part of it. Their hit came in the first inning, and it amounted to nothing. Josh Van Wright caught stealing. So Cooper Bowman steps in. Valenzuela 90 feet away from making this a 3-run rally. Robbie Pito looking for the final out of the frame. Bowman's first plate appearance today, the number 9 hitter. A double, a homer through his first 13 games with the Lugnuts. Here's the pitch. Line drive right field. Keith comes in, a slide. He makes the catch. And the inning is over. Star next to it on your scorecard. Damon Keith robs Cooper Bowman of the base hit. And the Lugnuts leave Valenzuela at third. Three walks, one left, two runs in. 2-0 Lugnuts going to the third inning. Adam Jackson with a call coming up from Jackson Field.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section, when Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets, anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Lugnuts get a run as we are through two innings at Jackson Field. It's 1-0 heading to the third as Christian Fernandez will come back out. He'll face Kekai Rios, Luis Diaz, and Harold Restituyo. So the Lugnuts get that run on the wild pitch. So Kekai Rios steps in from the right side. Rios, big catcher. Frame of 5'11", 205 pounds. Trying to get something going for the Loons. They're 0-6 tonight to start this game. 6 up and 6 down for Christian Fernandez. The tall righty. Ready on the hill and the first pitch. In there, but a little bit low. Ball one. Fernandez, we've talked about, has a couple of good starts in his last two outings and trying to do that again tonight and get the Loons. Get the Lugnuts around there, their first win in this series. Fastball, changeup, curve, and a slider. Rios ready, and the second pitch. That's down low, and it's two balls and no strikes. So first time we've seen some command issues with Christian Fernandez, just a couple of balls here to get behind Kekai Rios. 1-0 Lugnuts in the top of the third as the crowd buzzing here on this Wednesday evening, a dog days of summer. Fernandez set in the 2-0 pitch. There's a called strike on the outside corner. McDonald framed it up perfectly. And it's two balls and a strike. Fernandez quickly ready on the hill. Gets the sign from McDonald. And the next pitch. Ooh, that comes inside to Rios. The right-hander had to back out of the way. Three balls and a strike on Keika Rios. Loons looking for their first base runner here. And here comes the pitch. That again misses the zone. Ball four. And Kekai Rios is aboard for the first time. If you're just joining us, we had an ejection in that last half inning. David Anderson, the pitching coach for the Loons, tossed. Not happy about the balls and strikes from Robbie Pito, who brought in the first run of the game on a wild pitch. Luis Diaz now steps in, the third baseman. Diaz, that third baseman, in from the right side of the box. And here comes the first pitch. That's up high, ball one. Lugnuts lost 2-1 last night, so that makes them 8-11 against the Loons this year. And 134 and 135 all-time. We were talking about how close the series is between these two squads. The 1-0 pitch. In there, called strike one at the letters.
It's really pretty remarkable, Adam, when you consider just how many great players have played for these squads. But you figure at some point, somebody would gain an edge in that all-time series, right?
Yeah, haven't seen it yet since the Great Lakes Loons came to town in 2007 and after those Lugnuts in 1996. One ball, one strike on Luis Diaz. Runner at first. Nobody out in this third inning. 1-0 Nuts in front. Here comes pitch 3. That's in there as well. Curveball that looped in on the inner third of the plate. Nice pitch from Fernandez, and he's ahead. 1-2 on Luis Diaz. Diaz climbs back into the box from the right side. 5'11", 170-pound, 22-year-old from the Dominican Republic. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Ooh, that comes inside and hits him as Diaz sprawls back, and he is grabbing, bent over right now, can't quite tell, but in some pain, and he's going to head to first base. Unfortunate right there, Jesse. You're ahead of ball and 2 strikes. You've already walked Rios, and that one ends up hitting Diaz, so the first 2 loons are on in the third.
It's the bottom part of the order, too. It's the 7 and 8 batters when you know how dangerous the top part of the loons order is.
So first and second, and here comes Harold Restituyo. He steps in from the right side of the plate. Lansing in front, 1-0. We're in the third inning. Tonight, our recreation broadcast. Appreciate you stopping in. Restituyo climbs in from the right side, and Fernandez delivers. That's down low, 1-1. First and second, nobody out. Lansing leading 1-0, but the Loons threatening in the third. Quickly, Fernandez ready for the second pitch. That's inside, off the dirt. Nice sweep from McDonald behind the plate. And it's 2-0. Third straight batter that Fernandez has got behind, at least 1-0. And the second batter he's got behind, 2-0.
Just a little off his rhythm at the moment.
Now hopefully he can find himself back in here. Ready with the 2-0 pitch. Here it is. Lifted out to left field. Armenteros coming over towards the line. He'll have room and makes the catch in fair territory. And there's the first out of this third inning. A much-needed first out for Christian Fernandez after a walk in an HBP. And he gets Restituyo, which certainly lightens the load as he heads back to the top of the card. And Yorbit Vivas. We'll see if Fernandez can get Vivas started off with a strike. First pitch strikes to Vargas, Ramos, and Keith in that second inning, but he's fallen behind against the first 3 batters in the third. 1-0 Lugnuts in the third, first and second, one away. Here is the dangerous left-hander, Yorbit Vivas, second baseman tonight for the Loons. Digs in back of the box and the first pitch. That's outside, 1, and the trend continues for Fernandez in this third inning. Second pitch as he's ready up there on the hill. Throws home. Up high, 2-0. Fernandez pulls the cap off his head, takes a reset here, and settles back in on the rubber. Working from the stretch with runners at first and second and 1 away. Lugnuts in front, 1-0. Here comes the 2-0 pitch. That's fouled back off the netting. Vivas got a piece of it. A screamer back behind the plate, and it's 2-1. Got to give credit to Fernandez. He's gotten behind here, but getting back in a couple of these counts. He was back in the Rios count before he ended up, or the Diaz count, rather, before hitting him, and then Restituyo got the fly out to left field. The 2-1 pitch. That's lifted out to left field, carrying and headed towards the Pepsi porch. And that bounds off the front of the wall. Some fans giving chase to it. And a free souvenir down there. 2-0. On Yorbit Vivas, the leadoff man tonight, grounded out to first to second in that first inning. 2-0 on Vivas. Fernandez set on the hill. Now throws home. Swinging a line drive out to right center field. Clark is on the run to his left. Dives and makes the catch. Sprawling to his left, Denzel Clark. A great play showing off that athleticism for the second out to rob Yorbit Vivas. Beautifully done by Denzel Clark, leading off tonight and patrolling center field. We've seen that speed showcased. We've seen that defense as well, and makes a great grab for the second out. Now it's Diego Cartaya that steps to the plate. Two outs, runners at first and second. Lugs up 1-0 in the third. The number one prospect in the Dodgers organization climbs in from the right, and the first pitch buzzes him up inside, but he backs out of the way. Ball one. So now all five batters in this third inning have started ahead with one ball and no strikes. Fernandez readies, and the next pitch. Ooh, curveball in there, outside corner, strike one. Excellent location from Fernandez. That looked good. Fastball, changeup, curve, and a slider for the 6'3", 215-pound right-hander, Christian Fernandez out of Venezuela. One ball, one strike pitch. Here it is. Cartaya puts a big swing in it down the right field side, but sprays it foul into the seats. One ball, two strikes on Diego Cartaya, 6'3", 220, 20-year-old from Venezuela. Two countrymen going at it in Fernandez and Cartaya. Two outs, runners at first and second. 1-2 pitch, up high, 2-2. McDonald sends that baseball back out to Fernandez. Lugnuts playing straight up in the infield with Muncy and Bowman up the middles. Wright at third and McGuire at first. And straight up defensively, Armenteros, Clark, and Puelbas across the outfield from left to right. Here comes the next offering. Again, misses up high. Close take from Cartaya. Thought about swinging there momentarily. It's three balls, two strikes. Quickly, Fernandez ready. Takes his time now. And the 3-2 pitch. Popped up by Cartaya. Left side of the diamond. Muncy calling it off as he steps back onto the shade of the grass in the outfield. Makes the catch. And that's going to do it. Side retired for Lansing in the third. Great job by Fernandez. Works around a walk and an HBP. And then gets a great grab by Clark and a couple more flyouts. And we head to the bottom of the third. Lansing 1, Great Lakes none at Jackson Field.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Oh, that's the great voice of the Great Lakes Loons, Brad Tunney, who's a booth over from us tonight. His Loons trailing your Lugs 1-0 in the bottom of the third. Appreciate you stopping in on your Wednesday evening. It is a great night for baseball here at Jackson Field. 74 degrees. We saw some light showers earlier in the game. We'll see if Lansing can get something going in the third. Top of the order, Denzel Clark, Josh Wainwright, and Max Muncy batting in this third inning. Denzel Clark struck out in that first inning. He works against Robbie Pidu, who had some command issues in the second frame. The first pitch to Clark zooms in for a called strike one on the outside corner. Denzel Clark, a great catch in that second inning, helping Christian Fernandez work out of a jam. We've seen him make a great catch or two on the biggest stage this year, Jesse.
Yeah, at the All-Star Futures game, Adam, that was unbelievable, running into the right field wall at Dodger Stadium.
It really was. All right, pitch two. Here it is. That's in there. Another fastball from Pito. He's locked back in this third inning with two quick strikes on the big frame. Denzel Clark, 6'5", 225. You go stand next to him, you really sense how big and strong he is. Third pitch to Denzel Clark on the outside corner, called strike three, and Clark goes down for a second time tonight with a K. Well, that'll work for Robbie Pito. Second strikeout tonight, both on Denzel Clark, one away. And here comes Josh Van Wright, the only base hit tonight for the Nuts. They lead 1-0 as we're in the top, or the bottom of the third, rather. So Josh Van Wright steps into the box as Pito looks in at the side from Kekai Rios. Reddies and the pitch. Swung on, lifted out to left field, not deep. Restituyo underneath of it. Jogs in a couple of steps, shades to his right. And there's the second out on back-to-back pitches. A much better looking half inning for Robbie Pito after he walked three batters and allowed a run to score on a wild pitch in the second. That's the difference that's made it a 1-0 lead for the Nuts as Max Muncy comes to the plate. Muncy digs in from the right side, wearing number 4 on the back of his Luggies uniform. And the first pitch to Max Muncy. Popped up behind home plate. And that ball going over the netting and back into the lower bowl. Strike one on the former first-round selection, Max Muncy. Bases clear, two outs in this third inning. Lansing leading Great Lakes 1-0. The 0-1 pitch to Max Muncy. Down low, one ball, one strike. Muncy yesterday had his five-game hitting streak come to an end. Did reach on an error in his last at-bat, but 0-4 on the evening in that 2-1 defeat. Next pitch. High, strike two called at the letters. Tough take right there for Muncy, but a good pitch from Pito, and it's 1-2. Pito quickly working, readies, and the next pitch coming home. Popped up, Muncy, third base side, heading over is Diaz giving chase, and it goes off the top of the dugout of the Loons on that third base side. Remains a ball and two strikes on Max Muncy, California native. Trying to keep this half inning alive for the Lugs, leading 1-0, but two outs and the base is clear. Pito settles in. And the pitch home. Swing and a miss by Muncy. He was out in front of the changeup. Good pitch by Robbie Pito. Gets his third strikeout and the second in this half inning. And the Lugnuts are retired in order. In the top of the order, Clark, Wright, Muncy go down. We head to the fourth. Lansing leading Great Lakes 1-0 at Jackson Field.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads.
It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, I'm Nick Bertoia. I'm the corporate sales manager here with the Lansing Lugnuts. If you're a business looking to plan a fun outing to reward employees, treat clients, and build team morale, give me a call at 517-827-2598 to talk more about our great group venues. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball. Go Nuts.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Lansing Lugnuts Baseball via recreation broadcast tonight. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler in, letting me know what happens with messages online. And we're giving you the play-by-play, taking you back to how baseball broadcast used to be done. Right now, the Lugnuts leading 1-0 in the top of the fourth. Christian Fernandez has worked through a walk and an HBP in that third inning. Other than that, he's been great. No hits allowed. He'll face Eddie Leonard, Emmanuel Vargas, and Jose Ramos to open up the fourth inning. Leonard had two hits in that 2-1 victory for the Loons last night. Leonard digs in, and Fernandez readies the first pitch. In there, called strike one with the fastball on Leonard. Always have to be weary. He likes to go after that first pitch, but not the case there. Eddie Leonard flied out to Denzel Clark in his opening at-bat. Next pitch. Down low as it's scooped off the dirt by McDonald. One ball, one strike on Leonard. Daniel Martinez starting to warm up in the pen for the Lansing Lugnuts. As Christian Fernandez worked five innings last time. He works into the fourth right now. One ball, one strike. Leonard digs back in after stepping out, taking some time here. And now the pitch home from Fernandez. Swinging a ground ball towards third, going towards the line. It's grabbed by Wright. Juggles for a moment, now throws over to first. McGuire catches, but it's late. Leonard beats it out for an infield single. Well, this will be an interesting ruling here. But they are going to go single. Tough play for Wright. He backhanded over there at third to try and get to it. And Leonard is credited with his third hit of this series. And the first hit tonight against Christian Fernandez.
Adam, I think that that's the proper ruling, too. That's tough on Joshua Wright. Leonard runs very well up the first base line.
We know Joshua pretty sound defensively, whatever position he's playing. Tonight tagged at third base. So the leadoff man is on for a second straight half inning for the Great Lakes Loons. Emmanuel Vargas now strutting to the plate. Lansing in front, 1-0 in this fourth inning. Fernandez readies the right-hander, comes set and throws. Fastball grooves the outside corner, strike one. Nice pitch to the lefty, Emmanuel Vargas. Here comes pitch two. A little bit low, came across the plate, but not quite a strike. Close take. Jared Molman says a little bit down low. One ball, one strike. Runner at first, nobody out. 1-0 Lansing, top four at Jackson Field. Good crowd tonight on a dog days of summer. Only a couple of these left, so glad to see our four-legged friends making it out to Jackson Field as they have all summer long. Fernandez readies, and the pitch home to Vargas. Bounced on the ground towards second, charging Bowman. Has it in his glove, swiftly throws to first, and there's the opening out of this fourth inning. Leonard able to scamper over to second, got a good jump there, so Bowman didn't even look his way, just took the easy out for out number one. Now it's Jose Ramos. Loons with a runner in scoring position, down 1-0, same as the story was last night. Lansing scored first, then the Loons got the next two runs, ended up hanging on 2-1 against the Nuts in the series opener. Ramos digs in with that unique stance, bat above his head, feet twisted, From the right side of the plate, the center fielder waits, and Fernandez's first pitch. In there, strike one. Now Christian doing a much better job of getting ahead of hitters here. Three straight strikes to open up these batter's counts. Lennard, Vargas, and now Ramos. Next pitch to Ramos. In, called strike two. That looked like the curveball from Fernandez. And a 6'3", 215-pound, 23-year-old ahead. No balls, two strikes. Ready to go on the hill. Ramos against Fernandez. The 0-2 pitch. That's popped up. Out of play as it's going to get over the first base dugout where the Lugnuts reside. Remains no balls, two strikes on Ramos with one out and one on in this fourth inning. All right, the 0-2 pitch from Fernandez. Down low, one ball, two strikes. Good at bat here from Ramos. He's fouled off. A pitch, now takes one to get back in the count. Fernandez working with Lennard at second and one away, trying to protect a one-run lead. The next offering from Fernandez. Line drive screamer, third base side. Look out down there. Austin Chubb, got to be careful. That one gets by him, and it remains 1-2. New baseball out there for Christian Fernandez. And he's set to go on the hill. From the stretch, peeks over at Lennard. And now the pitch. Ooh, up high. Touch inside as well to Ramos, and it's 2-2. Two ball, two strike count to Jose Ramos. Here it comes, and it's down low. Three balls, two strikes. What an at bat from Jose Ramos. Got behind 0-2s, fouled off a couple of pitches, and taken a couple of close pitches. And it's three balls and two strikes on Jose Ramos. Fernandez readies. Ramos, that bat above his head, waving it back and forth. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Swung on, line drive out to right center field, over the head of Bowman and heading down towards the wall. Clark and Buelbas giving chase. Around third, Lennard easily scores. Around second, here comes Ramos. Head first, slide into third with a triple as he drives in the Loons' first run, and we're tied one apiece in the fourth.
Adam, you know as well as I do, it is dangerous country. If a batter can hit a ball that goes all the way to the wall in right center, that's exactly what Ramos did.
What an at-bat from Jose Ramos. Fernandez gets ahead 0-2. It doesn't matter. Ramos works his way back in, and we're tied just like that on the first two hits of the game against Christian Fernandez.
I mean, he's a batter in Ramos who struggled this year with strikeouts. And taking on a pitcher with strikeout stuff, that's big time for the Great Lakes Loons.
So now it's Damon Keith to follow up. Damon struck out in his first at-bat. He's got the leading run 90 feet away with only one away in the fourth. First pitch to Damon Keith on its way. Curveball loops in, strike one. Nice pitch from Fernandez. Damon Keith, the 6'3", 195-pound California native. 18th round selection last year out of Cal Baptist. The 0-1 pitch. Popped up. First base side. McGuire going over. Still giving chase towards the fence. And just a couple of rows into the seats. Strike two.
By the way, Adam, to answer your unspoken question, the Cal Baptist Lancers.
Yeah, I wasn't going to get that either. I need to freshen up, it seems, on my college nicknames. You kind of schooled me here the last couple of nights. No ball, two strike pitch coming home from Fernandez. bounced into the ground off that foot of Damon Keith in the right side of the box. And it remains no balls, two strikes. Runner at third with one out. We're tied at one in the fourth thanks to an RBI triple from Jose Ramos. A great at bat. He was down 0-2 and fought his way back to get that triple up the right field side. One ball, two strikes on Keith. Long hold for Fernandez. Now ready to come home. Here's the pitch. Down low. Two balls. Two strikes. Can Fernandez work out of this jam here? Ready's with the 2-2. And the pitch home. Keith loops a ball into center field. Denzel Clark running in, still trying to get to it, and it drops in front of him, down for a base hit. Keith delivers, and in comes Ramos to score, and the Loons lead 2-1. Not much on it from Keith, but got it out there. And Great Lakes is struck with three base hits to take a 2-1 advantage. And so one thing you can't do against the Loons is give up those multi-run half innings. It seems like their offense feeds on those. They've had many this year against the Lugnuts. Have another here in the fourth.
What an earned rally, though. Adam, these Lugnuts. Look, Christian Fernandez has been spending a fine game, and yet they've worked him over with some great takes, with some fouls, and then putting the bat on the ball and finding holes in the defense.
And that looks like it's going to do it, Jesse, for Christian Fernandez. Gives up the three hits, and they're going to take the baseball from him. And in from the pen, Daniel Martinez will strut in as he will relieve Fernandez tonight. And that's a tough way to finish. Three really good half innings from Fernandez, but ends up giving up two runs in the lead here in the fourth.
It was the second time around through the order. That's where they really challenged him. Remember, the very first batter the second time around, Yorbit Vivas, his line drive to center field, and Denzel Clark made the ridiculous diving catch of it. Now here in the fourth, they've knocked him out, but I still think that this was a step forward for Christian. He continues to progress. Daniel Martinez, the last time that we saw him, it was a full week ago. It was August the 9th. So really, it's been 8 days. An inning and two-thirds scoreless that time against the Dayton Dragons. Fastball, cut fastball, curveball, and a changeup for the right-hander out of Riverside City College.
You got that nickname for me?
I do not. Do you know it?
No, I don't.
You give me 30 seconds, you know I can find it.
Jesse will come up with that as we see the last of the warm-up tosses for Daniel Martinez as he'll face the bottom third of the order. Only needs to get a couple of outs here, but has to work with Damon Keith at first base. Keikai Rios, Luis Diaz, and Harold Restituyo, the three batters at the bottom of the order. Rios tonight walked in his opening at bat. And now steps to the plate. Daniel Martinez fires his first pitch of the night. In for a called strike one.
I believe, Adam, that they are the Tigers.
That does sound right. Riverside City College Tigers out there in California. Next pitch to Keikai Rios. Inside as he backed up knee high with the fastball. Ball one. One ball, one strike on Keikai Rios. 2-1 lead for the Loons in the fourth after Lansing grabbed the advantage in the second. Game two of this six-game series. The final series of the regular season between the Loons and the Lugnuts. So finish up 24 meetings here in 2022. 1-1 pitch. In there, knee high, strike two. Nice pitch from Martinez. Trying to limit the damage here and hold the Loons to just two runs. Next offering. Shot down the right field side, carrying foul as it heads towards the bleachers. Ping pongs around. And it remains 1-2 on the catcher tonight, Keikai Rios. 2-1 Loons in the fourth. And the pitch. Up high. Two balls, two strikes on Rios. Rios tonight catching. Well, Diego Cartaya, the other catcher in the lineup, DHs against the Lugnuts. Next offering. That's popped up. Third base side. And it will get out of play as Wright runs out of room.
Adam, I like that catching tandem in terms of putting a veteran with the youngster. Cartaya, one of the top prospects in all of baseball. But you make sure with Austin Chubb, the manager who knows a lot about catching, you're doing everything that you can to help Cartaya out, from his coaching staff to his peers, to make sure that he develops as you wish.
All right, so with Keith over at first base, Keikai Rios stands in, trying to deliver, loons up 2-1 with one out in this fourth inning. Here's the pitch. Keith takes off for second, swing and a miss from Rios. The throw down, well, McDonald doesn't get the throw off, but they're going to go with, it looks like, interference on Rios. McDonald couldn't get the throw off because Rios was in front of him, so he double clutched, and home plate umpire Jared Molman has called the runner out. Am I seeing that right, Jesse? Catcher's interference, but it's the catcher that was in the batter's box, Keikai Rios, with the interference. So it's a strike him out, throw him out, double play to end the fourth inning.
Just remarkable. Yes, he interfered with the Lugnuts catcher McDonald's ability to make that play.
All right, so that's going to do it for the fourth. Keikai Rios strikes out and then is called for interference. McDonald doesn't get the throwdown, and Keith is out. Let's head to the bottom of the fourth as the Loons do get two runs on three hits and grab the lead 2-1.
Gotta hold on, and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
All right, we've got a new leader in the clubhouse. It's the Great Lakes Loons in front 2-1 as we bring you back for the bottom of the fourth. Thanks for spending your Wednesday evening with us on August 17th, 2022. Adam Jackson, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler tonight with our recreation broadcast. Shane McGuire, Jared McDonald, and Lázaro Armenteros batting 4, 5, and 6 in this fourth inning against Robbie Pito. So Shane McGuire walked in his first at-bat, steps into the box from the left side, the first baseman tonight against the righty, Robbie Pito. The first pitch to McGuire, gets under it, pops it up, third base side, left of the foul line. Now it comes back as Dios crosses the line and makes the catch just in fair territory behind the bag for the first out. That didn't take much time at all. Lugnuts got a base hit in the first. Three walks, though, and a wild pitch in the second is how they scored their run. You know, Jesse, it's the bottom of the fourth, so we've got to get some trivia in tonight. Is that right?
Let's do it, Adam.
All right, we'll work it in here as Jared McDonald comes to the box. He walked in his first at-bat. McDonald in from the right side, wearing number 25 on the back of his white and red Lugnuts uniform. Lugnuts in gray and silver across the chest. First pitch to Jared McDonald. Outside corner, strike one. Well, as we do our recreation broadcast tonight, I thought we would have some fun with the trivia question and make that the theme. Tonight's question is simple. First, though, the pitch to Jared McDonald. Down low, ball one. When was the first Major League Baseball radio broadcast? When was the first Major League Baseball radio broadcast? And just need the year. If you want to get specific and you know the date, go for it. But just give us the year at Adam Jaxa, at Jay Goldstress on Twitter. Or you can write into Jesse's email, jgoldstress@lansinglugnuts.com. Even if you don't know the answer, take a shot at it. We'll answer that question for you in the seventh. One ball, one strike count on Jared McDonald. The pitch. Fly back off the netting. 1-2. Pretty amazing. They've been doing radio broadcasting for a long time in Major League Baseball.
Adam, do you know, because of the game, the very first broadcast being in August, that's why I like our game recreation broadcast every year to be in August.
I had a feeling that was the case, just because I know you're pretty up to snuff on your baseball history. That's saying it lightly. 1-2 pitch. Again, McDonald fouls it back off the netting. One ball, two strikes. Jared up there working hard, trying to get the Lugnuts' first hit since that opening frame, and now trailing 2-1 in this fourth inning. Pito settles in, throws again. Reached on and fouled down the right field side. A third straight foul ball for Jared McDonald as he's getting a piece of these pitches from Pito. Ball and two strikes on Jared McDonald. Next offering. That buzzes inside, shoulder high as McDonald bends back out of the way. At two balls, two strikes on tonight's Lugnuts catcher. Jared McDonald played first base yesterday. Boy, there's been a really nice rotation of first basemen this year for the Lugnuts, and every time it seems they've stepped to the challenge. Seen Soderstrom, and we've seen Patrick McCall, Matt Cross before he went down on the IL. Some really good first basemen this year for the Nuts.
And it's so important, too, especially with young infielders.
And the Lugnuts can use that infielders playing different spots and kind of shuffle them around. It certainly has helped with some of the injuries they've suffered this year. Here comes the pitch to McDonald. Pops it up in the infield. Right side of the diamond. Vivas underneath it, waving his arms away from Vargas. Steps to his left and makes the catch in the dirt. Two outs. Now Lázaro Armenteiro stands in the way of a 1-2-3 frame for Robbie Pito. 2-1, loons in front in the bottom of the fourth at Jackson Field. Armenteiro, that hulking stance from the right side of the plate, flied out to center field in his first at bat. And the first pitch to Laz. Comes across belt high, strike one. Pito working well after having that rough second inning against these Lugnuts hitters. Fastball change, slider, and a curve for the right-hander from New Brunswick, New Jersey. Next pitch. Down low, skips off the dirt. Ball one to Armenteiro. Joshua Wright, the man that delivered the RBI single last night, is the lone base hit for the Lugnuts tonight. And that came back in the fourth, or in the first, rather, as we play on in the fourth.
Wright's playing good baseball. He just needs some help.
Now the Lugnuts' bats have gone quiet, which we don't typically see here at Jackson Field. The 1-1. That's outside to the righty Armenteiro. Looked it in as he leaned over the plate, but didn't pull the bat across. And it's 2-1. Pito ready to go, and the next pitch. Armenteros launches it out to left, but tailing foul as it ricochets off the high wall here at Jackson Field, right beyond that Pepsi porch. Two balls, two strikes on Armenteros. Pito gets the new baseball. He's ready to go on the hill. And the pitch home. Down low, and it's three balls and two strikes. Good at bat here from Armenteros as he works the count full. Payoff pitch coming to Armenteros with two outs, and the base is clear in the bottom of the fourth. Here it is. Just gets a piece of it and bounces it down the first base side in front of that Lugnuts dugout foul. And he'll earn himself another payoff pitch.
It's a good battle, Adam. It's another indication of how Armenteros has progressed from the Armenteros that we saw last year.
A guy that struck out last year regularly, but has done a much better job this season, to Jesse's point. 3-2 pitch coming to the right-hander. Here it is. Close take inside, and it's ball four. So there it is, right on cue. Armenteros lays off what could have been a swinging strike three, and he earns a walk, the fourth allowed tonight by Robbie Pito. And a quick visit to the mound here to try and settle down Robbie Pito.
There was that moment earlier in this game where Robbie Pito appeared to be wavering, right? His command was really giving him some issues. And this is the first time that we've seen him walk a batter since then, but it was earned by Armenteros.
Now here's Saheed Valenzuela. Two outs, runner at first. Lugnuts trailing 2-1. First pitch in there, strike one. Armenteros with great speed. You hit one up the gap, there's potential that he could get around and score and tie this game up. Pito set the right-hander from the stretch, peeks over at Armenteros. Checks on him at first, and Armenteros gets caught leaning. He's headed to second. Vargas chasing him down. Tosses to Vivas. Vivas now running him back to first. And covering the bag is Pito, and they tag him out, trying to slide back into first. And Armenteros, caught at first base, ends the fourth inning. Well, he gets the walk, but then gets picked off. And the Lugnuts go down with no runs again in the fourth. We'll head to the fifth inning. Jesse Goldberg-Stressler back on the play-by-play with Lansing trailing Great Lakes 2-1 at Jackson Field.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Let's go to the fifth inning. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. It is our annual game recreation night. The crowd sound that you hear is canned. Adam Jaxa, on the other hand, is real. And the Great Lakes Loons are really leading the Lansing Lugnuts 2-1. Adam is now messaging me. Adam, thank you.
Well, thank you, Jesse.
All right, as we start up this fifth inning, Diaz, Restituyo, and Vivas against the new Lugnuts reliever, Daniel Martinez. Came on for Christian Fernandez in the fourth inning. Out of strike him out, throw him out, double play of the most peculiar fashion. Batter interference called on Keke Rios, erasing a Damon Keith stolen base. And that ended the top of the fourth. So let's begin the top of the fifth inning, and it's Luis Diaz who stands in, first offering a ground ball right side. Cooper Bowman grabs the second hop, fires over to first base, and on one pitch, there's one gone. Harold Restituyo comes up next. Right-hander against right-hander. Restituyo, 6'2", 185 pounds, the 21-year-old. Had so much success hitting at the lower levels. Adam and I were there when he was called up to the Great Lakes Loons. And the reason is, he was called up to the Loons the last time the Loons came here to Lansing. Here's the first pitch to Restituyo. Curveball low, ball one. Restituyo holds his bat very low, right up against his chest. He's a contact hitter. One out, nobody on, 2-1 Loons. Here's the pitch. Ground ball up the middle, past the mound, to his right, Bowman grabs, throws it from his back heel, got him at first base. That's a highlight reel play by Cooper Bowman. Starred on your scorecard, Restituyo is robbed. Two gone, nobody on in the fifth. Boy, we are seeing some defense today. Yorbit Vivas steps up now. Vivas in his last time up was robbed by Denzel Clark on a diving catch in shallow center. Left-handed batter, Martinez fires, fastball wide. Vivas an 0 for 2 so far today. The line out to center and the ground out to second. Two outs, nobody on, 2-1 Loons. Here's the pitch. Vivas chops it foul, pulled down the right side. Right past his first base coach. Adam, you see who that is coaching over there at first base? They've been alternating. Eliana Herrera at points has been over there. We've also seen, and it's the same thing as with the Dayton Dragons, every now and then they would send a pitcher down there. Sometimes the Great Lakes Loons love to use a reserve bench player. They have some fun.
Yeah, I can't quite see who the first base coach is, Jesse, but I'll catch up with you later on that.
Here comes the 1-1. Curveball, low, maybe a little bit outside as well. Two balls, one strike. Good thought from Martinez. The dangerous Diego Cartaya is waiting on deck. Two balls, one strike on Yorbit Vivas, who's been a Lugnuts killer this year. Pitch on its way. Check swing. Strike called on the outside corner. Martinez found his mark. This might set up that great Martinez changeup now. Vivas stepped outside the batter's box. Taps his helmet up against his bat. Now rubs his hands together, bat leaning up against his legs. Crowds in from the left side. Martinez nods yes to the sign from McDonald. Pitch on its way. High fly ball belted out to center field. Denzel Clark goes back. He's up against the wall. He jumps up. He makes the catch. And the side is retired. Denzel Clark leaning out to his right. Fully sprawled up against the Jackson Field fence. He robs Vivas. And that does it for the top of the fifth. The second time today that Denzel Clark has pulled off a stunner to take away a base hit from Vivas. Viva Clark's defense in center field, halfway to the house, to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's still the Loons 2, the Lugnuts 1.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Defense on display for the Lugnuts in the top of the fifth. Cooper Bowman and Denzel Clark. And as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning, it's the Lugnuts trailing the Loons 2-1. Run for the Lugnuts in the bottom of the second. Two for the Loons in the top half of the fourth inning. We open up the bottom of the fifth with 7-8-9. Valenzuela, Buelbas, and Bowman. And they take on a new pitcher for the Great Lakes Loons. Antonio Knowles now on the mound. The right-hander with a great slider, hailing from Key West, Florida. The 13th rounder last year out of Florida Southwestern State College. So far this year, Knowles, 3-3 his record, a 3.72 ERA, 30 relief appearances. Here comes number 31, and in 36 and a third innings, 52 strikeouts. Saheed Valenzuela, first man up. Righty deals to righty. Strike one called by the home plate umpire, Molman. Fastball starts him. Switch hitting Valenzuela, bats left. It was Valenzuela at home plate in the bottom of the fourth inning when Lázaro Armenteros was picked off. The pitch from Knowles. That just missed off the outside corner. Ooh. Looked like the home plate umpire, Molman, was going to go up with the right hand. He flinched, and it's one ball and one strike. So Robbie Pito is done after four innings. And the Loons get into their pen. The Loons roster that only has 16 active pitches. Adam, what happened to all the pitchers for the Loons? Remember when it felt like they had, 18, 19, 20?
And they've come back down to earth a little bit.
Clearly. Valenzuela trying to get something going for the Lugnuts here in the last of the fifth inning. Let's see if the defense can spark the offense. There's the pitch to Saheed. Ground ball up the middle of the diamond. Leonard to his left. Can't get it. It's a base hit to center. Ramos charges in, scoops, and gets it in. And Valenzuela's on with a leadoff single. Seeing eye single, Adam.
Yes, indeed. I mean, he just continues. We've talked about it, to find ways on base. And that's great to see. Valenzuela now 2-for-2, getting aboard tonight.
All right. Now Brian Buelbas, who flied out to right his first time. Knowles throws. Slider. Strike called on the inside corner. And Buelbas came into play today. That batting average down to 175. He's had a trying season here in single A. Valenzuela first. He might be a threat to run. A pitch to Buelbas, slider, that's off the outside corner. One ball, one strike. Bottom part of the Lugnuts order, and yet it would not be far-fetched, I think, to see Buelbas and the man on deck, Cooper Bowman, right back up at the top of the Lugnuts order, perhaps next year with this team, getting valuable experience this year. And we'll see how things go. Valenzuela at first base. Knowles checks on it. Antonio Knowles, league batting 181 against him and only one home run allowed all year. He's tough. One ball, one strike pitch to Brian Buelbas. Driven to right field. Back goes Damon Keith. Back to the warning track. At the wall. Gone! Off the gray railing just over the top of the wall. Brian Buelbas gives the Lugnuts the lead. Austin Chubb is out of the dugout. He's trying to argue that that ball went off the top of the wall and stayed in play. But the bases umpire, Molman, or rather I should say the bases umpire, Rondon, right on it. He calls home run. He twirls around that right index finger. And the Lugnuts are up 3-2 on the Loons. Buelbas goes out to right. Hits his sixth home run of the season. And just the second home run allowed this year by Knowles.
Well, we love that from Brian Buelbas. It's tricky up there, sometimes hard to tell. if it's a home run or not, but it just got out, and that's a big swing to get the Lugnuts back in front.
Next up, Cooper Bowman. You know, those are the Lugnuts' second and third hits of the game, the Valenzuela single and the Buelbas home run. Cooper Bowman, the number nine, batted in the order. Grounded out to first base, his first time. Righty deals to righty. Fastball wide, ball one. Boy, you get Bowman on now. That ignites the top of the order. Denzel Clark waiting on deck. Here's the pitch to the Louisville Cardinal. Weak ground ball down toward third. Tough play. Diaz comes in, charges, grabs, throws. Not in time. Bowman beats it out. An infield single. And the hit parade continues. Luis Diaz did everything he could. They came in head full of steam. He grabbed it and sidewinded it over to Vargas at first base. But Bowman was already there. So now top of the order. And it's Denzel Clark. Bowman with the Lugnuts. When he gets on base, he loves to go. It's 4-for-4 when steals. After a swiping 35 bases with Hudson Valley before the Yankees traded him to the A's. He's edging away. Clark, the right-handed batter, 0-for-2, two strikeouts. 3-2 Lugnuts lead. There goes Bowman. The pitch, called a strike. Throw down. Not in time. He swipes the bag head first. Bowman steals his way into scoring position. No balls, one strike, the count on Clark. Knowles went first pitch slider. Reeves' throw maybe a little bit to the third base side, but a great jump by Bowman. The Lugnuts have their foot on the gas. Now the 0-1 pitch to Clark from Knowles. A glance back, lets it rip. Slider swung at and missed. Denzel was fooled. Way out in front. Nothing in two. Strikeouts have been an issue for Clark here in the Midwest League. 55 strikeouts, and this is just his 35th game. Antonio Knowles makes his living via the strikeout. And 0-2. High fastball taken for ball one. Adam, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling a slider here now from Knowles.
Yeah, I sense that would be a good one to go to.
There you go. 1-2 pitch to Clark. Slider in the dirt. He takes ball two. It's a good take. Bowman is at second base. There's nobody out. Two runs are in on the Buelbas home run. 3-2 Lugnuts lead. 2-2 pitch. Slider. Outside for ball three. Josh Wainwright is waiting on deck. From 0-2 to 3-2 on Denzel Clark. Antonio Knowles nods yes. Looks at Bowman. Lifts the leg. Here it comes. Fastball. Upstairs, ball four. Denzel Clark coaxes the walk. The Lugnuts draw their fifth walk of the game, the first given out by Knowles. And Clark trots down to first base to join Bowman on the bags.
Yeah, they've been really patient tonight. They're not doing too much and swinging at pitches out of the zone. They're keeping the bats back, and well earned there by Denzel Clark after getting behind 0-2.
So now with two on and nobody out, it's Josh Wainwright. Boy, this Lugnuts offense has risen against the reliever Knowles.
It's something that we were hoping they could do last night, Jesse, but they couldn't quite come through in the big situation, but doing so tonight.
3-2 Lugnuts. First pitch, Josh Wainwright. Here it comes. Righty to righty. Fastball. Away, ball one. Antonio Knowles usually sits in the low 90s with that fastball. He joined the Great Lakes Loons pretty soon after he was drafted, too. One of the quickest of the 2021 draft picks to join Great Lakes. Came last year with them all of this year. 6'1 right-hander, age 22. The one-ball pitch. Fastball way inside. Wright jumps back. Two balls, no strikes. It's a hitter's count for Josh Wainwright. 1-for-2 with a single back in the first inning, an infield single. Flied out to left field in the third inning. At second base, Bowman. At first base, Clark. Knowles lets it fly. Line drive, right center, down for a base hit. That ball's going all the way to the wall in triples alley. Bowman is around to score. Clark is coming around third. He's in, right for third base. The throw, not in time. A two-run triple for Josh Wainwright. And the Lugnuts lead 5-2. For Wright, it's his third triple of the year, his 16th and 17th RBIs. This is a four-run bottom of the fifth inning against Knowles, and still nobody out, the first five of all reached.
Yeah, what a great swing inside out there from Wright. Hammers the ball out to right center field. Our second triple tonight. We know that ball can carry out there and can be dangerous.
And with that, the Loons look to the pen. Ben Kasparius is now warming up the left side. Max Muncy is the batter. Josh Wainwright, 90 feet away. Muncy is 0-for-2 with a pop out to second and a strikeout looking. Infield forced to come in, trying to cut off right at home plate. The pitch to Muncy. Ground ball to third. Diaz grabs, holds the runner. Those to first. Muncy's at number one. That won't get it done. How about Shane McGuire now? The left-handed hitting McGuire, a walk and a pop out to third. He scored the Lugnuts' first run, and before this fifth inning, their only run. They were down 2-1 entering. They're now leading 5-2. Two-run round tripper, Brian Buelbas. Two-run triple, Josh Wainwright. Here's the first pitch to Shane McGuire. Backdoor slider, strike one call. The native of Kent, Washington. Fun to see the Pacific Northwest and how it's affected. The Lansing Lugnuts. Think of a Stevie Emanuels or on this current squad, Jonah Mears out of Boise, Idaho, who, like Emanuels, attended the University of Washington. But McGuire came out of Kent, Washington, and then he went to college in San Diego. Adam, a pretty nice city, right?
Yeah, I think that place is all right.
The pitch to McGuire. He takes. Strike two called. Boy, Knowles needed that. He's out in front. Shane would not have to do too much. Infield remains in. Just get this ball out to the outfield. Wright runs well at third base. On 0-2, pushed foul up over the rooftop on the left side, over the clubhouse level. Nothing at two, it stays. Very relaxed stance for McGuire. The pitch, that's inside, ball one. Easy to tell that Shane McGuire, by the way, is not related to the other famous McGuire in Oakland Athletics history. Big Mark McGuire, Big Mac. McGuire spelled with a W, not a U. Shane McGuire, MC, capital G-U-I-R-E. Knowles throws. Slider swung at and missed. He's gone. McGuire strikes out for out number two. And that's going to put it on Jared McDonald. But McDonald is not going to face Antonio Knowles. New man coming in. Ben Kasparius is ready in the pen, and Austin Shubb makes the move right now. Pitching change on the field. Adam, you want to do the read?
Yeah, if I know where it's at.
Well, we don't have to talk about Grewball. We can talk about what's coming up later on this weekend. Because Adam, Wizarding Weekend is coming up.
That's right, it is, Jesse. Saturday and Sunday, we'll celebrate the great Harry Potter series. We'll have the music in here. We'll have the dress robes, a lot of trinkets and different items you can buy. It's always a great weekend here at Jackson Field.
Wait, when you say we'll have the dress robes, does that mean that you'll be wearing a dress robe this weekend?
Well, I guess you'll have to come and find out.
I cannot wait. Ben Kasparius is the new man on the mound for the Great Lakes Loons. Do you have his numbers?
No, I do not.
All right, I got you covered. He's 1-2 with a 6.6 ERA. appearance number 5 out of the pen, number 14 overall. At 43 and two-thirds innings, 51 strikeouts, and 21 walks. Nick batting 301 against the right-hander Kasparis out of UConn. He deals to Jared McDonald, inheriting Josh Wainwright at third base, two men out. Lugnuts have scored 4 runs in this bottom of the fifth, but Wright has been there at third base since there was nobody out. Muncy grounded out, couldn't score him. McGuire struck out. First pitch to McDonald. Ball 1, low and away. Eighth batter of this frame. Jared a walk and a pop out to second base today. Right-hander deals to right-hander. There's a high fly out to center field. Jose Ramos is under, waits, makes the one-handed catch about brim high, and that'll do it for the bottom of the fifth inning. The Lugnuts do score 4. Here are the two big swings. Buelbas, a two-run shot to right, and then Josh Wainwright, the two-run triple to right center. He's left at third as we go to the sixth inning. Lugnuts lead the Loons 5-2.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Well, here's the Nuts and Bolts store, your one-stop shop for all Lugnuts gear. We have a great selection of hats, shirts, novelty items, outerwear, new stuff arriving every week. So stop on by and check out the great Nuts and Bolts selection.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Lugnuts are looking to get Veronica Alvarez her first managerial win here with the Lugnuts. The acting manager over the course of this week with Phil Polaway on break. They had contacted Veronica about this in spring training, where she has worked with the Athletics catchers since 2019. She had it on her calendar. She's the manager of the Team USA Women's Baseball National Team. Was just up in Canada competing and comes over, joins the Lugnuts here in Lansing, and is looking to steer them to the victory today. She did a pregame interview today. She said, "I came here to win 6. After yesterday, I guess I came here to win 5. Lugnuts are leading 5-2. We open up the top of the sixth inning. Diego Cartaya against the Lugnuts' right-handed reliever, Daniel Martinez. Cartaya, Leonard, and Vargas, the batters coming up. Righty deals to righty. Ball 1, up and in. Crowd bringing great energy on this dog days of summer. Cartaya's fly to center and popped out to shortstop. Martinez fires. Cartaya takes. Strike called at the knees on the outside corner. Martinez, 4 batters faced, 5 outs recorded. Strike him out, throw him out, double play to end the fourth inning. That was what he inherited. And from there, a couple of ground outs and a fly out to center and a perfect fifth. 1-1. Curveball missed a little in, a little low. 2 balls and a strike and the Dodgers' number 1 prospect. Back to Veronica Alvarez, wearing number 24 in the Lugnuts' home white uniform. She was a Villanova Wildcat, so she was catching up earlier today with the Lugnuts' Kyle Verbitsky, subject of our pregame interview. 2-1 pitch. Strike 2 called on the outside corner. As it turned out, Kyle Verbitsky grew up very close to Villanova. Friends with Jay Wright, the longtime Wildcats men's basketball head coach. So just discussing Philadelphia, discussing Pennsylvania. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cartaya against Martinez. Daniel Martinez from Riverside, California, lets it fly. High fastball. Cartaya backs away. Count is full. Alvarez hails from Hollywood, Florida, really from Miami, Florida, making her home in Hollywood. She had been a firefighter up until recently. 6 months ago, just resigned and is concentrating on baseball full time. Well, you can imagine when you're manager of the U.S. women's national team, there's a lot that takes your priorities, and especially when you're also a coach with the A's and you do so much work with Major League Baseball, as she does. Three balls, two strikes, and Diego Cartaya leading off the sixth inning. Loons now trailing the Lugnuts 5-2. A grounds one foul up the left side, and we'll keep it right here. Adam, one of my favorite quotes that Veronica told a reporter earlier today, she said, "When did I know that baseball was for me? My parents tried to get me to ballet, and I ran away. That's when they knew that I was not going to run away from baseball."
Well, there you go. You find out at a young age.
Here's the pitch to Diego Cartaya. Swung at and missed. Martinez strikes him out. He got him with the cutter. One away in the top of the sixth inning. I think that's a fun question to ask for each person. Adam, for you, when did you first become really a baseball fan?
Well, when I realized I couldn't play, I just enjoyed watching.
Wait, you weren't a baseball fan when you played?
Because I wasn't good at it.
Is Eddie Slanard. And Slanard takes a fastball up for ball one. I do not remember a time in my life where I wasn't a baseball fan. 5-2, Lugnuts lead the Loons. Top of the sixth, the game recreation night. 1-0 from Martinez. Curveball. Nope. Low and away. Two balls, no strikes to Slanard. Emmanuel Vargas waits on deck. Slanard is 1-for-2 with an infield single. Came around to score the first Loons run on a Ramos triple in the fourth inning. That against the Lugnuts' daughter, Christian Fernandez. Two balls, no strikes. And the Lugnuts' pen, Angelo Infante, is warming. Martinez delivers. He yanked it. Down and away. Three balls, no strikes. Martinez walks around to the back of the mound. Grabs that rosin bag. Now right back at top. One out with the bases clear. 3-0 pitch. Dangerous 3-0 pitch. Slanard, we've seen, has had the green light the whole year. The full windup. Here it is. That's a fastball way high. And Slanard takes ball four. First walk given up by Martinez. And here comes Veronica Alvarez out toward the mound, out from the first base side dugout. The move to the bullpen, and Daniel Martinez's day is done. He goes two innings, hitless, out of the Lugnuts' pen. And Angelo Infante is coming on in the top of the sixth inning. Lugnuts leading 5-2 over the Great Lakes Loons. Elsewhere in the Oakland Athletics organization, Sean Murphy is homered again. Murphy homered yesterday. He's already homered today. Adam Aller is on the mound, and the A's are tied 1-1 with the Texas Rangers early on, three innings in. Shea Langeliers, after doubling in his Major League debut yesterday, he's 0-1, DHing and batting eighth. Up in AAA, Las Vegas and Sacramento will get underway at 9:35, coming up in 34 minutes. Adam Strong debut yesterday for the former Lugnut Hogan Harris, and now he's got company. Another Lugnut promoted up to AAA today.
Yeah, Jordan Diaz. We saw him last year. How about it? Now he's up to AAA, and just so many talented athletics moving up the system. Great to see.
Angelo Infante's warm-up tosses are complete, and here we go. The right-hander from Maracay, Venezuela. 33rd appearance of the year, 38 and two-thirds innings, 21 walks, 36 strikeouts. League batting 260 against him. It's Slanard at first base and one out. Lugnuts leading 5-2. The batter, Emmanuel Vargas. Left-handed hitter with a lot of power. Here's the first pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike one. Vargas went for the downs. Good to see Jordan Diaz. Just to get back to him for a moment, I think that he's still under the radar. I saw where Melissa Lockard tweeted that he's probably the most underappreciated hitter in the A's minor league system among people outside of the system. You know what I mean? You and I, we know about him, but others don't. Here's the pitch from Infante. Vargas again, swings and misses. Nothing in two.
And I think it's a good point because you're talking so much about the catching prospects and obviously the big guys like a Tyler Soderstrom, a Max Muncy, but then here's just young 22-year-old Jordan Diaz who's calmly just having a tremendous campaign in professional baseball in the A system.
Just turned 22 as well. Infante looks over his left shoulder at the runner Leonard. Infante has a very good pickoff move for a right-hander. 0-2 pitch. Foul tip held on to by McDonald. Vargas is gone. Infante strikes out the first batter that he faces. Two outs in the top of the sixth inning. Jose Ramos now, Adam's spotlight loon. Leonard at first base with tons of speed, but we have not seen him use it really on the bases. Four steals, four times caught. Loon's trail by three in the top of the sixth inning. Right-hander deals to right-hander. The pitch, high, ball one. Strikeout and an RBI triple for Ramos, who then scored the Loon's second run on the Keith RBI single 2 innings ago. Here it comes from Infante. Cut on and missed. One ball, one strike. Jose Ramos, he does not take swings that are half-hearted. It's the old Bobichette Vladimir Guerrero Jr. swing where he lets it rip. One ball, one strike.
That's one of the reasons he's got 17 home runs this year.
You think? The pitch to Ramos. Ground ball down toward third base. Knocked down by a diving right. Gets up, picks it up, and puts it in his pocket. He's got no play. To second base goes Leonard. Ramos is on at first. And here come the Loons. An infield single puts two runners on with two outs for Damon Keith. Great job by Wright, just getting his glove on it, laying out headlong to his left side. Damon Keith, one for two with an RBI single. Righty, righty. Keith, the big blow yesterday with a double in the eighth. A big blow already today with that RBI knock. Line drive up the middle. Infante fires. Keith swings and misses. Strike one. I don't know about you, Adam. We've seen too much of this Loons team to relax in the slightest. Keikai Rios waits on deck. Ramos at first. Leonard at second. 5-2 Lugnuts. Here's the pitch. Fastball just a little inside. Catcher McDonald caught it and presented it. Didn't get the call. Watching the pit crew, everybody scrambling around, all around. They're up on the dugout. They're behind home plate. They're preparing something for the middle of the sixth inning. The pitch to Keith. Line drive, foul, off into the tarp up the right side. Infante, the third Lugnut pitcher to work today. Fernandez, the first three and a third. Martinez, two innings. And now Infante, who has the infant. The baby born just a couple of weeks ago. Angelo Infante, baby Angelica. 2-1, 2-out. Here's the pitch. Swinging a chopper hit to short. Muncy grabs, underhands to Bowman to second base, forcing out Ramos. Side retired. A walk and a single, no runs, two left. 5.5 complete. Lugnuts 5, Loons 2.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on the lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
And the bottom of the sixth inning begins with a swing and a miss by Lázaro Armenteros. It's the Lugnuts 5, the Loons 2, Armenteros followed by Valenzuela and Buelabas. Last of the sixth inning on a game recreation day. You'll hear that canned crowd sound in just a moment. There they are. Adam Jackson's in the broadcast booth. I'm sitting outside in the open press area, not being able to see the game, but calling the game for you with Adam, as Adam messages me everything that's going on. Righty, righty, Kasperius to Armenteros. Foul tipped into the catcher's mitt. Strike two. Armenteros is 0 for 1 with a walk, but then he was picked off and caught stealing in the bottom of the fourth inning. Kasperius came out of the pen to relieve Antonio Knowles and record the final out of the bottom of the fifth. There's the pitch from Kasperius. Swung at and missed. Armenteros has gone on three pitches. And there's one up and one down in the bottom of the sixth inning. So that brings up Saheed Valenzuela. Valenzuela is 1 for 1 with a walk and a single. Kasperius, the Yukon Husky, lets it fly. Saheed gets under it. Left side of the infield. Diaz over to his left. He calls. He makes the catch. And there's two outs. Just like that. And Brian Buelbas steps up next. Two outs, nobody on. Four-run bottom of the fifth inning for the Lugnuts against the Loons. Brian Buelbas had the two-run go-ahead homer. First offering to Brian. Launched foul down the left field line. Way on top of it and out in front. But swinging with confidence. Lugnuts 5, Loons 2. A 20-year-old Buelbas out of Monterrey, Colombia. Kasperius kicks and throws. High fly out to right. Damon Keith comes in to his left, backs up and makes the catch. Started to dance with it. But the Lugnuts go down in order in the bottom of the sixth inning, and onward to the seventh we travel. Lugnuts 5, Loons 2.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, I'm Marcos Martinez with the Lansing Lugnuts, Group Sales Account Executive. If you're looking to bring a group out this summer to have a blast at the ballpark, give me a call at 517-827-2584. I hope to hear from you, and go nuts!
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
We head to the seventh inning here. Lansing in front 5-2 at Jackson Field in the second game of six this week against the Great Lakes Loons. Adam Jackson, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler as we start the seventh. Angelo Infante on for his first full inning of work. He faces the bottom third in Keikai Rios, Luis Diaz, and Harold Restituyo, nursing that three-run lead. Rios sticks in from the right side. And the first pitch from Infante. In strike one. Fastball zipped by Rios, who tonight is 0-for-1 with a walk. He struck out in the fourth. Rios digs back in from the right side. Infante's pitch. Line drive left field over the head of right into left for a base hit. Armenteros trying to chase it along the wall around first and into second. Coasting with a double is Keikai Rios. Second base hit off Angelo Infante tonight. And it's the first extra base hit as the leadoff man is on for the Loons in the seventh. Pretty good swing there from Rios. So now it's Luis Diaz that steps in. He's reached once tonight on a HBP. Grounded out in the fifth. 5-2 nuts in the top of the seventh. Got that fall chill starting to creep in as we push towards the back half of August. Up over 80 degrees today, but down in the low 70s as we're just past the 9 o'clock hour here in the Eastern time zone. Diaz stands in, waits from the right side. The pitch from Infante. In, called strike one. Letter high. Luis Diaz, the 5'11", 170-pound, slender 22-year-old from the Dominican Republic. Infante comes set, number 10 in red on the back of his white Lugnuts uniform. Works with Rios set second and throws home. In there again, strike two. Couple of nice pitches from Infante. Trying to preserve this three-run lead. Lansing getting a four-run fifth that has changed this game to go in front 5-2. Next pitch, down low. One ball, two strikes. Lugnuts have done a really good job against the top of the order tonight. It's been the bottom third, bottom half of the order. Ramos a couple of hits. Damon Keith one. Rios just had the double. 1-2 pitch. That's inside. Backs up Luis Diaz, and it's two balls, two strikes. Infante ready to go again. Here's the next pitch. Popped up behind home plate. McDonald removes the mask, chasing over towards the first base side, and the ball bounds over that dugout where the Lugnuts reside, and it's a couple of rows back into the seats. Remains two balls, two strikes. Luis Diaz. Runner at second with nobody out in the seventh. 5-2. Nuts leading. Infante comes set. In the pitch home. Popped up right field. Buelbas coming in. Now towards the line. Extra sprint step at the end. Makes the catch. And over to third goes Rios. Buelbas. No throw there as he had to be chasing that one down the line and wasn't able to get lined up because it was weakly hit. And Rios takes advantage and gets an extra bag. First out in the seventh inning, and here comes Harold Restituyo. 5-2 nuts. We're in the top of the seventh at Jackson Field. Another jammed pack evening of Midwest League Baseball tonight. Restituyo digs in, waiting for that first pitch from Infante. Here it comes. And it's down low in the dirt. Ball one. Restituyo tonight 0-for-2. Next pitch coming. That's in there, letter high, strike one from Infante. Went with the fastball up and gets it for the called strike one for a moment.
Adam, I like what we're seeing right now from Angelo Infante. He's aggressive. He's attacking these batters.
I love like to see that, no question about it. We'll see what he comes with here on the 1-1 pitch to Harold Restituyo. Getting the sign from McDonald. And now readies the pitch to Restituyo. On the ground to first, McGuire has it to his right, calls off Infante as he looks back Rios at third, steps on the bag for the second out. Well done by Shane McGuire to hold the run and get that second out.
That is such a calm play in a situation where it's so easy to panic, and yet he slowed everything down.
All right, so now it's Yorbit Vivas. Lugnuts in front 5-2 in the top of the seventh. We check in Fort Wayne where Dayton is up 10-2 in the bottom of the ninth, hammering the Tin Caps. That one getting out of control over there at Parkview Field. In the meantime, in Peoria, a 2-1 lead as the Chiefs up in front over Quad Cities. Yorbit Vivas now into the box. And Infante set and the first pitch. Down low. Snagged by McDonald a little bit off the plate. Ball one.
I think Dayton, by the way, is getting out some frustrations, ending a six-game losing streak in a major way.
Dayton just really struggling and losing five straight to the Nuts last week. Now the next pitch to Yorbit Vivas. Infante taking a long time to hold here. Now throws. Vivas gets under it. Out to left field. Armenteros coming in. And he makes the catch. And that's going to do it for the seventh. So a leadoff double for Kenkai Rios goes stranded with a couple of flyouts and a ground out. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler sings Take Me Out to the Ballgame as we stretch it out. Bottom seven up next. 5-2. Lansing in front.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Nick Bertoia. I'm the Corporate Sales Manager here with the Lansing Lugnuts. If you're a business looking to plan a fun outing to reward employees, treat clients, and build team morale, give me a call at 517-827-2598 to talk more about our great group venues. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball. Go Nuts!
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
We've stretched it out and are ready for the bottom of the seventh. Lansing leading 5-2 over Great Lakes, trying to even this series at one apiece on a beautiful night in Michigan State Capitol. Thanks for spending it with us. 9-1-2 coming to the plate. Cooper Bowman, Denzel Clark, and Joshuan Wright. Cooper Bowman tonight, 1-for-2. He steps in from the right side against Ben Kasperius, who begins his second full inning of work after a 1-2-3 sixth inning. First pitch, right down the chute, strike one. Bowman ready at the plate, and here comes the second pitch. Popped up behind home plate, and that is headed back towards the seats. Look out as it goes into the lower bowl. A couple of fans had to scurry out of the way No balls, two strikes. We've all been there before. Keep your head on a swivel. Bowman singled, swiped a bag, and then scored the fourth run tonight on that RBI, two RBI triple from Josh Wainwright. That's helped Lansing get the 5-2 lead. The 0-2 pitch. Bowman cracks the ball deep out to left field. Restituyo's going back to the wall, running towards the track, and makes the catch. Big swing from Bowman, but he just didn't quite have enough on it. Good track down from Restituyo for the first out in this seventh inning. So with one away, back to the top of the card, and Denzel Clark. Hey, Jesse, we got a trivia question to answer here, don't we?
We sure do, yes. Harold Arlen style.
Well, I like the sound of that. I gave you that question in the fourth. We'll get it answered here in just a moment. Denzel Clark coming to the plate. 5-2 nuts with one out and nobody on base in the seventh. First pitch, Clark just gets a piece of it as it dribbles by home plate to the left side. Strike one. As we do our recreation broadcast, a yearly theme with Jesse and the Lugnuts, we figured it'd be a good time to ask you, when was the first radio Major League Baseball broadcast? And just needed the year. Jesse told you earlier it is in the month of August. But did we get any answers tonight, Jesse?
We got two different answers, but they were the same answer, if you know what I mean.
Uh-huh. That sounds about right. Well, first, the pitch to Denzel Clark. Kasperius readies and throws. Up high, one ball, one strike on Denzel Clark.
Leanne Cook and Robert Goldberg Strassler both riding in August the 5th, 1921.
That is absolutely correct. The first Major League Baseball broadcast back in 1921 on the great KDKA. The Pirates taking on the Phillies. And Harold W. Arlen, as Jesse mentions, described the play-by-play for the first time a Major League broadcast on the radio.
Look up Harold Arlen's career. It's pretty fascinating.
He looks like a swell-looking fellow. I'm looking at a couple pictures right now.
He was a dapper youngster.
One ball, one strike on Denzel Clark as he digs back in here, waiting for the pitch from Ben Kasperius. Here it is. Ground ball hits a third. Diaz to his left, fumbles the baseball, picks it up, he can't find it, and now tries to throw over to first, but it's way late. Clark's speed beats it out, and he's on with one out in the seventh. Diaz had a heck of a time there. The ball came to his left, looked like he fielded it clean, then bobbled, then went to throw and lost the baseball. And Clark is just too fast for that. He's on for a second time tonight, an E5 on Diaz.
And we've seen what just having Denzel Clark on the bases has done to this Great Lakes Loon squad. It caused havoc yesterday.
Now it's Josh Wainwright that steps in. First pitch to Wright. Outside corner, strike one. Josh Wan having a heck of a game. A single in the first, and then a two RBI triple in the fifth. 5-2 nuts in the seventh with a runner at first and one out. Second pitch. In there, strike two. Quickly behind, no balls, two strikes on Kasperius. Ben Kasperius working in rhythm. Readies the pitch and throws. Swing and a miss, and look out, the bat goes flying out to the mound, and Ben Kasperius has to jump out of the way as he finished his come home. We saw that happen twice last night where Lugnuts batters lost the grip. So Wright calmly goes out, picks up his bat, and heads back to the dugout for the second out in this half inning with the strikeout.
Adam, I've seen that play where a batter has thrown a bat out to the mound toward the pitcher, but only on purpose, which I'd rather see it on accident, though I'd rather not see it at all.
So now it's Max Muncy's turn with two outs. On seat tonight, 0-3. Lugnuts in front, 5-2, trying to get something going in the seventh. We'll see if they want to be aggressive with Denzel Clark, who's at first base. 9 swipes this year. Pretty sizable lead as Kasperius takes a peek at him. Now the pitch home. There goes Clark for second. Throw is low. And the throw from Rios down to second base gets under the glove of Vivas into center field. Clark hops up. He's over to third. It's a stolen base, his 10th of the year. And then a throwing error on KK Rios. And the Lugnuts have another runner 90 feet away. The speed of Denzel Clark continuing to cause problems. He's made a couple of great catches tonight, Jesse, and now does it on the offensive end, getting in scoring position.
He is just a spectacular baseball player. We've seen him with his power. We've seen him extra base hits, especially home runs. He's doing everything else tonight.
Next pitch to Max Muncy. That slides across the outside of the plate, called strike one. Runner at third with two outs. Lugnuts leading 5-2 in the seventh. Looking to even this series at one apiece. Third pitch. Fastball inside corner. And that backs up Muncy as he takes strike two. Muncy trying to deliver for the Nuts and tack onto their lead. Kasperius stares in, gets the sign from Rios. Comes set as Muncy waves that bat behind him. Kasperius readies, and here's the pitch. Line drive out to right center field, over the head of Vivas, down for a base hit. Coming in to score is Clark, and rounding first, here goes Muncy, head first slide, he's into second as the throw is late from Keith. It's an RBI double to right center field, 6-2 Nuts in the seventh. Max Muncy comes through in a big way with his 8th double and drives in his 13th nut, and Lansing's in front by 4.
Adam, what's that you say about Max Muncy? Only extra base hits. That's his move.
Mighty Max indeed. Another big swing by the first rounder last year, selected by the A's. Now it's Shane McGuire's turn. Here's the first pitch to McGuire. Chest high across the plate, strike one. Nuts in front, 6-2 in the seventh. Boy, they're having a great night tonight after getting behind 2-1, eerily similar to last night's game, although the Loons got the runs earlier. Lansing has come through with some clutch swings and some big two-out opportunities. The 0-1. Up high. Brings Rios out of his stance behind the plate, 1-1. McGuire tonight, 0-2 with a walk in that second inning. Came in to score the Lugnuts' first run when they scored the game's first run in the second. 1-1 pitch. That backs up McGuire from the left side of the plate. 2-1. Well, he is so steady at the plate. Just does not swing if that pitch is not in the zone. Disciplined hitter. Kasperius ready with the 2-1. That comes in, strike two. Max Muncy's at second with two outs. Lugnuts in front, 6-2. Kasperius ready to go. And a pitch. Ooh, inside, and that gets McGuire. Couldn't quite tell where it got him. But McGuire shakes it off and will head down to first base on the HBP. So first and second with two outs in the seventh. All right, now it's Jared McDonald's turn. McDonald 0-2. He walked in that second inning. The Lugnuts walked 3 times in that frame. That brought in that first run. First and second for Jared McDonald as he bats from the right side. Pitch one from Kasperius. Down low, and it's ball one. Well, we got interrupted with the half-inning ending moments ago, so we'll finish up our Midwest League scoreboard. West Michigan, a 10-2 thumping of Lake County at LMCU Ballpark tonight. That Dayton-Fort Wayne game has gone final, by the way. The Dragons do get back in the win column. They win 10-2. Cedar Rapids taking on the Lugnuts' next opponent, Wisconsin. The Timber Rattlers trailing 2-1 in the bottom of the eighth. First pitch to McDonald. Down low, and it's ball one. Kasperi is working quickly as he gets that baseball back, sets, and throws home. Up high, two balls, no strikes on McDonald. And a hitter's count here with two on. The 2-0 pitch to McDonald. Flied out to left field. Restituyo going after it and runs out of room towards the high wall and the Pepsi porch as it collects another baseball here at Jackson Field. 2-1.
You know, it's all you can eat over there, and apparently it's all you can gather with souvenirs.
You got all sorts of fun out there at the Pepsi porch. The 2-1. That's inside, and it's three balls and a strike on McDonald. Lugnuts doing this all with two outs and potentially could load the bases here. Deep breath for Kasperius as he tries to find the zone. Comes set with runners at first and second, two outs, 6-2 nuts. Here's the come home. Down low inside, ball four, and Jared McDonald draws a walk, and the bases are indeed loaded in the seventh with nuts. A double for Max Muncy, an HBP to McGuire, and a walk to McDonald, and that's going to do it for Ben Kasperius as Austin Chubb makes his way out to the mounds, and it looks like Julian Smith, the man that's coming in here.
Adam, no, Chubb is going to stay with Kasperius right now. Julian Smith is warming up in the bullpen, but no move to the pen yet.
Oh, my eyes have deceived me.
Yeah, he's just warming up.
Boy, it certainly looked like Chubb was going to make the pull there, but you're right.
Let's see what happens. He's giving Kasperius a second chance.
So they do keep Kasperius in, and it's Lázaro Armenteros that'll come up to face him. All right, so we'll see if Julian potentially comes in later. They stick with Kasperius, and Armenteros now steps to the plate. 6-2 nuts, and the bases are loaded for a second time tonight for Lansing. First pitch to Laz. In there, strike one. Kasperius readies, pitch two. Up high, 1-1. Armenteros a fly out to center, a walk, and then a strikeout swinging in the sixth. 6-2 nuts, bases full, two outs in the seventh. Armenteros locked in from the right side. The 1-1. Shot back off the netting. Strike two. Kasperi is set from the hill with the bases full. The pitch. Just outside. Good take from Armenteros. Two balls, two strikes. You've got Muncy at third, McGuire at second, and McDonald at first. Lugnuts already plating one and up by four. The pitch cracked back again off the netting. And it remains two balls, two strikes on Armenteros. Kasperius trying to finish off this seventh inning. The Lugnuts looking to blow this game open. Already up by four.
What a chance.
Let's see if Armenteros can deliver. Kasperius from the stretch. Looks in at Rios. Comes set and throws. Swing and a miss. Armenteros a little bit late on the fastball. And that's going to do it for the Nuts in the seventh. But they do strike with an RBI double from Max Muncy as he plates Denzel Clark coming in on the air. And the Lugnuts in front 6-2 as we head to the eighth. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler takes you the rest of the way.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on the lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Let me take a page out of Adam's book. Well, hello there, top of the eighth inning. Lugnuts added another run in the bottom of the seventh, although the bases were left loaded. The lead for the Nuts is 6-2 as we open up the eighth inning with a new man on the mound in Shohei Tomioka. Tomioka for the Lugnuts against Cartaya, Leonard, and Vargas. He replaces Angelo Infante, went 1 2/3 scoreless innings, 2 hits, no walks, 1 strikeout. Adam, good stuff from both Infante and Martinez so far tonight.
Yeah, that's what you need, and that's helped put the Lugnuts in front.
So Tomioka against Diego Cartaya. Quiet night for Cartaya. 0-3, fly out to center, pop out to short, had a strikeout swinging. First pitch, cutter inside, ball one. I was thinking we would do a today in Lugnuts history here on the top of the eighth inning. How does that sound?
I love it.
Tomioka fires. Curveball, low and away. 2 balls, no strikes. Today in Lugnuts history, 2019, or I should say 2021. It was August the 17th, 2021. The Great Lakes Loons and the Lansing Lugnuts got together at Dow Diamond. Here comes the 2-0 pitch to Cartaya. Fly ball to right field. This is trouble. Puelbas goes back. He's at the wall. And that ball's off the gray railing and gone. Diego Cartaya's 12th homer of the year is an Oppo Taco. And the Loons now trail 6-3. There's the pure power of the 20-year-old. Didn't get all of it, but he didn't have to. And there's his third home run this season against the Lugnuts.
And the first here at Jackson Field. He has really struggled on the road, but that was a no-doubter right there from Diego Cartaya. Big swing.
Now Eddie's Leonard. Leonard 1-for-2 with a single, a walk, and a run scored. And that Lugnuts run in the bottom of the seventh inning immediately answered. Here's the pitch. Way outside from Tomioka. Ball one. Well, last year, the Lugnuts and the Loons were playing on this date, but in Midland, Michigan. And I'm going to read to you, Adam, from the game recap written by some schmo. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
The game sped by in anomalous for 2021, a brisk 2 hours and 29 minutes. Loons won the game 2-1. Beating the Lugnuts. There comes the 1-0 to Leonard. Ground ball left side to his right, Muncy from deep in the hole throws. Got him at first base. And there's one down. That's one shortstop retiring the other. Well played by Max Muncy. Emmanuel Vargas comes up next. Loons trailing the Lugnuts 6-3 in the top of the eighth inning. It was a 2-1 Loons victory last year. Ryan Ward, Brandon Lewis, homering in the first and the second innings against the Lugnuts. Reed Burlingmeyer, 2 hours, 29 minutes. And it felt fast last year. And you know what? 2 hours, 29 minutes is still good. But, I mean, Adam, we have seen 2 hours and 30 minutes is thereabouts. That's about the average that the Lugnuts games are going this year. Emmanuel Vargas is 0 for 3 today. He's popped to short. He's grounded to second. He has struck out swinging. Left-handed batter takes his time stepping in. Shohei Tomioka out of Kurobe, Japan. Here's the first pitch to Vargas. There's a called strike on the outside corner. Just looking around the ballpark tonight, it's a great bustling night. And it's a dog days of summer, too, so this is where we get to see the different breeds of dogs all around through the seating bowl and getting walks all around the 360-degree concourse. 0-1. Swung at and missed. Strike two. He was way out in front of the change. Adam, I think back to when this ballpark didn't have a 360-degree concourse. It would be a lot tougher to walk your dog, right? You get out to a certain point, you just have to turn around.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to fulfill the circle.
0-2 pitch from Tomioka. Fastball's upstairs. 1-2. The dog is gone. We're retracing this. Aren't we? Pretty sure I was here before.
This isn't the dog park.
It's a park that for today is for the dogs. Tomioka throws. Low. 2-2. Well, Vargas has tons of pop, too. Cartaya opened up this inning with a home run. The Loons are down by 3. Here's the pitch from Tomioka. Oh, he missed way outside. High 2. The catcher, McDonald, had to jump up to stab it. 3-2. Lugnuts dugout, top step, there's the brass. There's the manager, Veronica Alvarez. There's the pitching coach, Don Schulze. Hitting coach, Javi Godard, and the assistant hitting coach, Craig Conklin. The 3-2, he lost him. Missed inside, Tomioka walks Vargas. Not only that, the man in charge of all the pitchers in the organization for the A's, Gil Patterson, is here in the ballpark for this series. And he's sitting right behind home plate. Jose Ramos steps in next. One on with one out, one run in. Loons are down by 3. Righty-righty. Ramos, a good game. 2 for 3 with a single and an RBI triple. Here's the pitch to him. Bouncing ball down toward third. Grabbed by right. Fires to second. There's one. Bowman to first. Not in time. Ramos beats it out. Fielder's choice. 2 away now in the top of the 8th inning. Vargas forced out at the Keystone, 5-4. Damon Keith is coming up.
So close to an inning-ending double play right there, and nice job by Ramos just to beat it out. McGuire couldn't quite squeeze it. The Lugnuts will take the force.
Tell you what, too, Adam, I remember coming into this year, Joshuan Wright's defense was not what was talked up about him. I do not remember him being described as a good defensive player. And he is handling himself wherever they've needed him today at third base. Here's the pitch to Damon Keith. Curveball, low and away. Curve is one of the primary pitches for Tomioka. Fastball in Dayton, he was firing in at 95. Cutter and a changeup the others. A 1-0. There's the cutter, waved at and missed. Ball and a strike on Keith. Over in the Loons pen, Julian Smith warms up. Expect to see him in for the bottom half of this 8th inning. Tomioka deals. I yanked the fastball. 2-1. Just yanked it extension side. Runner at first base, Ramos. Great speed. Ramos, though, 2 for 2 in stealing bases. I look at these Loons, Adam, and I go, I don't know. They could probably steal a lot more. So this, to me, is all about offensive philosophy, that the Loons do not have the green light as much as the Lugnuts do. Here's the pitch, and that's very high, overthrew the fastball.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of what the Lugnuts did at the beginning of the year. They had so many prospects and were just kind of forced into not being great base runners yet, and then they've adapted into it because they've got some speedsters as well.
3-1, fastball, outside ball 4. Keith walks, Ramos up to second. Second walk issued by Tomioka. 2-1 with 2 out, and that brings up Keiko Rios. as the potential game-tying run. The Lugnuts lead is 6-3 in the eighth inning, second game of a six-game series. Roddy Roddy, here's the native Hawaiian. Pitch on its way. Ball one. Tomioka missing in. Rios today, a walk, a strikeout, a double. And on the strikeout, he interfered with the catcher, McDonald. And that caused a double play and ended the inning. Tomioka delivers. High fly hit out to right field. Brian Wilbos to his left. Down to the corner. He's there to make the catch. Side retired. Rios gave that one trouble. But Brian Wilbos ran it down. And the Loons strand two. Their only run in the top of the eighth inning, the home run by Cartaya. As we go to the bottom of the eighth, last chance for insurance for the Nuts. The score, the Lugnuts 6, the Loons 3.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, I'm Marcos Martinez with the Lansing Lugnuts, Group Sales Account Executive. If you're looking to bring a group out this summer to have a blast at the ballpark, give me a call at 517-827-2584. I hope to hear from you, and go Nuts!
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Saheed Valenzuela for the bottom of the eighth inning. Valenzuela, Wilbos, and Bowman. 7-8-9 against the new pitcher. The southpaw now out of the ballgame, Julian Smith for the Great Lakes Loons. As the Lugnuts look for insurance. Up 6-3. Over their in-state rival. Team out of Midland. With the lefty on the mound, the switch hitting Valenzuela. Bats right. Here's the pitch. That's a strike called on the outside corner. For Julian Smith, appearance number 34, but the ERA is 5.89. With 44 strikeouts, 23 walks, and 44 in the third innings, 10 home runs allowed. That's tied for most on the team. Smith offers a ground ball pushed foul up the right side. No balls, two strikes. When we go to the ninth inning, we'll see if it remains Tomioka. Nobody's warming up in the pen. 8-9-1, Diaz, Restituyo, Vivas, due for the Loons. Saheed Valenzuela is in an 0-2 hole. Smith throws. Fastball high. One ball, two strikes. Out of the high fastball in 0-2, a pitcher has to be really good at executing it. Otherwise, doesn't it feel like it's an inside gag where the batter goes, I know you're going to throw that ball up around my chin.
Yeah, it's got to be enough where it's not in the zone, but it's got to be enough where it's not too tall for, as you mentioned, them not to want to try and chase it.
Smith throws a curveball, and that's inside. Two balls and two strikes. The turning point of this game was the bottom of the fifth inning. Valenzuela led off with a single in the center field. Brian Wilbos followed with a two-run homer. And Cooper Bowman a single to third base. Denzel Clark drew a walk. Josh Wainwright tripled them both in. Four-run rally. And the Lugnuts went from being down 2-1 to being up 5-2. Here's the pitch to Valenzuela. Line drive center field. It falls in front of Ramos. It's a base hit. And Valenzuela's on again. Ramos relays it in. Valenzuela has his second hit, and it's his third time aboard. a leadoff single. And with that, Calvin Coker does get up off the bullpen bench, and it looks like he'll start to warm. It's amazing to me, Adam. So he had Valenzuela, 5 multi-hit games in AA, but his first multi-hit game with the Lugnuts came last week when he returned from AA, joined the team in Dayton, immediately a 2-hit game, and here's another 2-hit game.
Great to see. I mean, you go down for a little bit, you come right out and produce. Not easy to do, and the Lugnuts have needed it.
The pitch to Brian Buelbas. Chopper fouled off down the left side. Strike one. Fouled off right in front of the third base coach and acting manager Veronica Alvarez, who will be 3 outs away from her first managerial victory with the Lugnuts when we go to the 9th inning. Buelbas is 1-for-3 with a 2-run homer. Here's the pitch. Pushed foul up the right side, just in front of the Lugnuts dugout. No balls, 2 strikes. Now I know if the ball heads into the bullpen, there are a couple of relievers I expect to immediately jump to go get it. But with the dugout, it's a mixed bag, which guys are feeling ambitious. Nothing into on Brian Buelbas. Julian Smith, the lefty. 6'4" tall out of Concord, North Carolina. Checks on Valenzuela. Throws. Curveball loops high. Cooper Bowman, the man on deck. Really, today has been a get-right game. Buelbas, the 2-run homer. He had been slumping. Bowman, the single and a steal. He had been slumping. Here's the pitch to Buelbas. Fastball swung at and missed. He's gone. Julian Smith strikes him out. And there's one away in the bottom of the 8th. Cooper Bowman next. Valenzuela on at first. Lugnuts leading 6-3. With Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. And we thank you so much for keeping us company. Find Adam on social media. If you've never heard him before, if you've never followed him, at @AdamJaksa. Great content, right, Adam? Must follow.
Oh, yeah. I don't know about that, but...
It's Wizarding Weekend coming up. The content is about to explode. Adam is the voice of Central Michigan. Football season is coming. So, Adam, I won't see you tomorrow. You'll be busy.
I will be. I'm a little bummed. I'm going to miss, what, the second to last Thursday of the year?
Yeah, I guess you'll just have to use your imagination to figure out what happens, right?
I wish I could apparate back and forth between here and Mount Pleasant, you know?
Fly ball right field off the bat of Cooper Bowman. Damon Keith comes in. He's got it. And Valenzuela returns to first base. 2 outs. I suppose you could just use blue. Top of the order, Tom and Denzel Clark.
Maybe a port key?
Maybe. Maybe an old boot. But Adam's already got his scarf. He's prepared. Denzel Clark, the leadoff man. Whenever you bat leadoff, you get to bat more than anybody else. 5th plate appearance of the game. 2 strikeouts, a walk, reached on error, a steal, and 2 runs scored. The pitch to Clark. Lofted foul over the Lugnuts dugout, first base side. Strike 1. Go to LansingLugnuts.com for more information on everything that's going on with the Nuts. Right now, what's going on is Valenzuela is at first, 2 outs, last of the 8th inning. And the Lugnuts are looking for some insurance before we are bound for the 9th. The pitch to Clark. Fastball away. 1 ball and 1 strike. Skies have deepened above. And here we go, stretching out to the 10 o'clock hour. So those beautiful Lansing sunsets that we get to see at Jackson Field, that's all gone. Earlier today, there was a weird bit of weather. 1-1. Curveball, outside. 2 balls, 1 strike. Adam, did you see this earlier? There were blue skies all around the ballpark and a few scattered clouds. But one of those scattered clouds was a rain cloud right over the field, and it dumped some rain down on Jackson Field.
Yeah, it was conveniently the time that I walked into the ballpark.
No, you got rained on. 2-1 pitch. Fastball up and away, ball 3.
It's one of those moments where you just shake your head going, it's sunny, why am I getting wet?
3 balls and a strike to Clark. Valenzuela, the runner at first, he might go. There comes the 3-1 pitch. He's not. And it's up and inside. Ball four. Second walk drawn by Clark. It felt weird, like we were in a cartoon. One dark cloud over us, except nobody was in a bad mood before the cloud. I don't know, did the dark cloud bring you any bad thoughts? Any a bad mood?
Not at all.
Oh, good.
It just passed on through.
Josh Wainwright is the next batter. Clark down to first base with the base on balls. Valenzuela up to second. Wright is 2-for-3 with a single and a two-run triple. The lefty Smith gets his sign. Out of the stretch, kicks and throws. Inside, ball one. That fastball is humming in hot. It's coming in the low 90s. One ball, no strikes on Wright. Josh Wainwright out of Panama. His hometown, Changuinola. He's 21 years of age. He'll turn 22 after the season. One ball offering from Smith. Gets the sign. Comes set. Here it is. Chopper right back to Smith. Snares it with the backhand. Honor hands over to Vargas at first. Inning is over. A single, a walk, two Lugnuts left on. We'll go to the ninth. The Lugnuts lead the Loons 6-3.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using
game recreation
with a
banter.
Sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Well, here's the Nuts and Bolts store, your one-stop shop for all Lugnuts gear. We have a great selection of hats, shirts, novelty items, outerwear, new stuff arriving every week. So stop on by and check out the great Nuts and Bolts selection.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
And here's Calvin Coker taking the mound for the Lugnuts for the top of the ninth inning from Michigan State Capitol, the game recreation night. Thank you so much for joining us. Adam and I will be back to actually watching the game tomorrow. How weird will that feel, Adam?
That's going to be interesting and normal.
Top of the ninth inning, Calvin Coker out of Auburn University, the long brown hair flowing out from underneath his ball cap. He'll take on Diaz, Restituyo, and Vivas, 8-9-1. Lugnuts leading 6-3, three outs away from the win. Coker's been good since joining the Lugnuts from single-A Stockton. Six appearances out of the pen, 9 2/3 innings. Three walks, five strikeouts, I think batting 194 against him. Only one run allowed, and that was an unearned run allowed on Sunday. It was the bonus runner in the bottom of the 10th inning. It was okay that he scored because the Lugnuts had scored three in the top half and beat the Dragons 7-5. So now Coker here in the ninth. Luis Diaz, the first batter to challenge him. Right-hander against right-hander. The sidewinder brings it. Two-seamer inside, ball one. Diaz with that unusual setup. The very closed stance from the right side. The left foot so close to home plate, the right back foot is back. And then he moves that back foot as the pitch comes in. 1-0. Strike called. Sinker in on the hands. Diaz plunked by a pitch his first time. And since then, a ground out to second and a fly out to right. Coker brings it. Fouls this slider out of play off to the right side. Just weakly toward the Lugnuts dugout railing. 1-2. Coker following Tomioka, who pitched the eighth. Who followed Angelo Infante, who followed Daniel Martinez, who followed starter Christian Fernandez, who went 3 1/3 innings. The pitch to Diaz. Ground ball foul up the left side. 1-2 it remains. Now Coker looking to put a lid on outs 25, 26, and 27. Coker to the plate. Ground ball base hit to the right side in between McGuire and Bowman. Buelbas comes in, scoops it up, relays it forward. Diaz is on with the oppo single. That is base hit number 7 today for the Loons. Harold Restituyo steps in. 0 for 3 with a fly out to left, ground out to second, and a ground out to first base. The lethal batters are looming in the wings. Vivas, Cartaya, Leonard, and Vargas. The top four of the Loons order. One of the best top fours of any team in the league. And really, Adam, I suppose I could throw Ramos in there too with his 17 home runs.
Yeah, they've just got great swingers all over the place. So imperative here, you don't allow the tying run to get aboard.
Two-seamer called strike one on the outside corner to Restituyo. General, when Calvin Coker is right, he is death on right-handed batters. And so Restituyo, it's a bad way to be, batting from the right side. Here's the pitch. Swung at a missed. The slider away, and he missed it by a foot. It's 0-2. Yorbit Vivas on deck. Diaz at first base, 2 steals and 3 attempts. Does he go back to the slider now? Coker nods yes to the sign. Peers over his left shoulder. Here it is. Slider swung at and missed. He got him. Coker strikes out Restituyo. Slider away. And there's one down in the top of the ninth. It is a great sweeping slider from the Auburn Tiger. And now to Yorbit Vivas. Double play ball now would end the game. Tying run for the Loons is in the on-deck circle. Restituyo at first base, or I should say Diaz at first base. Lugnuts leading 6-3. Here's the pitch to Vivas. A bouncer to first. McGuire grabs right to his bags, 2 steps to his left. And there's out number 2. Diaz moves up to second on the play. But Calvin Coker and the Nuts are one out away.
Boy, would this be a feel-good win, Jesse. I mean, last night it was a tough one-run game. Would love to get a bounce back and even things up in this six-game set.
Veronica Alvarez, too, one out away from managerial win number 1 with the Nuts. Diego Cartaya homered his last time up. Here's the pitch. Fastball inside, ball 1. 1-for-4 with that round tripper to right. Coker delivers. Fastball again inside, 2 balls, no strikes. Yadis Leonard waiting on deck. The league's leader in base hits. 6-3 Lugnuts. Last night, the Loons ended the Lugnuts' 5-game winning streak. The Lugnuts are trying to return the favor. Caught the Loon's 6-game winning streak. The 2-0 for Cartaya. Fouled up and out of play off to the left side, 2-1. Alvin Coker, on a beautiful night, gets the baseball back from the home plate umpire Molman via the catcher McDonald. A fresh ball. Rubs it up. Toes the rubber. Here's the pitch to Cartaya. A ground ball down to third, right to his left, grabs, fires to first. McGuire's got it, and this ball game is over. The Lugnuts beat the Loons by the final score of 6-3. The Loons' winning streak is at an end, and congratulations, Veronica Alvarez. This is your first managerial win in the minor leagues.
Well, very cool moment for her as she gets a high five down there from the GM, Tyler Parsons, and Lugnuts support tonight for her, and came out, had some big swings, and it's a great way to get back in this series and even things up heading into tomorrow.
Lugnuts improved to 20-24, 45-65 overall for the year. Loons fall to 26-18, 66-44 for the season. Adam, thus ends our game recreation broadcast as the quality Dairy Light Show, I imagine, plays out there on the field. The Lugnuts victorious. This was a game where The Loons scored two in the fourth, one in the eighth, but really the pitchers were good and the hitters were exactly what the Lugnuts needed them to be. They supplied the key blows.
Yeah, it was very similar to last night, Jesse, for the Lugnuts, except they got those timely hits tonight. I mean, another great pitching performance. You know, you look at Christian Fernandez, he was excellent through three innings, and then it was into the fourth inning where he gave up the two runs. But Martinez, Infante do a nice job holding things down. Tomioka gives up the bomb to Cartaya, but that's it. And Coker comes in and shuts the door. So another great pitching effort. We know that's been the recipe this year when the Lugnuts beat the Loons. They pitch it well, and they did that again tonight.
With that, do you mind turning down that canned crowd sound?
Oh, yeah, I think I can do that for you.
So that was our canned crowd sound, and this was our game recreation broadcast. What you just heard really happened. The Lugnuts beat the Loons 6-3. Adam and I messaged back and forth, and we recreated the game with now a broken spoon. That's okay, Adam. My wife told me that it was due to break any time now. We were due to get a new one and a broken bat and a baseball and a glove. I made sure that it was a Lemonade League baseball because that felt pretty special. Thank you very much for helping me recreate another ball game.
Absolutely. Always fun to do it, and even more special when the Lugnuts get a victory.
And they did. Tomorrow night, Adam will not join me. He'll have Chippewas football, and his hands are full as on a Labatt Blue Thirsty Thursday and the Lansing Facts Day, the Lansing Lugnuts and the Great Lakes Loons play game number three, in the six-game series. Joey Estes for the Lugnuts against Big Carlos Duran for the Loons. And then Adam rejoins me as Jake Walkinshaw gets the ball against Kendall Williams on Friday, LAFQ Fireworks Night. Adam, what are you looking forward to the Lugnuts carrying forward from this victory?
Well, I think, Jesse, it's continued good pitching. And I know we keep talking about it, but that's what it takes to beat these Loons. They did get the home run tonight from Cartaya, but other than that, Lansing a really good job of only giving up the three runs. They had the two-run fourth. That was it. So need another good starting pitching performance tomorrow and lock in with the bullpen. And need those timely hits. And if they can keep on rolling, you know, they've got another opportunity to win a series here at home against Great Lakes, which would be very impressive. Obviously, the Loons, the team that won the division in the first half.
Yes, indeed. Well, that'll do it for us tonight. Any final thoughts?
No, not at all. Go nuts here tonight. It was a fun
right.
one at the park.
For Adam Jackson, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Thank you so much for keeping us company. Once more, your final score. The Lugnuts 6, the Loons 3. Each of us saw some of it. Have a great night from Jackson Field in Michigan State Capitol. This has been Lugnuts Baseball.